having this hearing. And thank you to all of the witnesses. Thank you for being here. I want to visit with you in just a second, but I just want to reiterate something that I heard the chairman say that I agree with, which is that there really ought to be government witnesses sitting there. And I tell you what I'm tired of. I've had Secretary Mayorkas sit in front of me in a different committee, the Homeland Security Committee, where I asked him at length about the outrage of 250,000 migrant children unaccompanied crossing the border in the last 2 years and tens of thousands of them being sold into slavery. Let's not mince words. They've been sold into slavery. When kids are being put into factories, forced to work overnight, forced to work in terrible conditions, they're not getting paid, they're not going to school, sometimes they're not getting fed, that's slavery. And what I heard from Secretary Mayorkas, don't take my word for it, you go look at the record, read the transcript. What he told me was, oh, it's not my problem. We don't have anything to do with it. Not my problem. Now we have a new report from HHS where they say it's not their problem. Amazing how this works. Nobody's responsible. These kids are literally being sold as slaves in the United States of America in the year 2023, and nobody's responsible. They don't want to come and testify to this committee. You bet they don't. They don't want to be put under oath. They don't want to answer any questions. They don't want cameras here. They don't want to take any responsibility. Well, I tell you, it's somebody's fault. It's not the kid's fault. Thank God for the New York Times, phrase I never thought would come out of my mouth. But really, I mean, thank the Lord that the New York Times did these series of reports, because otherwise we'd still be fed the lies from this administration that everything is fine and dandy. We know just where the kids are. It's all great. They're all fine. No, it's not. Is it fine that people like Carolina Yuck, who's 15 years old, and I apologize to her if I mispronounced her name, she's one of the folks, one of the young women that the New York Times caught up with. What is she doing? Midnight in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a conveyor belt carrying bags of Cheerios past a cluster of young workers. Carolina, every 10 seconds, has to stuff a sealed plastic bag of cereal into a passing yellow carton. It's dangerous work, fast-moving pulleys and gears that had torn off fingers and ripped open a woman's scalp. The factory was full of underage workers like Carolina who'd crossed the southern border by themselves, vulnerable, now spending late nights bent over hazardous machinery.
All right, we're going to go to the full clip of Senator Josh Hawley coming up next segment, but I wanted to just introduce part of it. It goes on for another 5 minutes or so because he's dead on, but he's really lying by omission. And I'm not saying he's a liar. I'm just saying if you don't tell the whole story, you are lessening it. He didn't say Biden told them to surge the border. Biden, starting with Obama, allows people to get in if they have kids with them. That it's the direct policies that are running this. He just says DHS is dodging your responsibility and the FBI is dodging the responsibility. They're not dodging it. They're doing it. And that's a big difference. It's one thing to allow crime to go on and not do your job. That's bad enough. But to be running it is a totally different animal. And then he's there, oh, the New York Times, thank you so much. You admit all the child labor is going on. Like we're, you know, reading The Jungle or something. Ladies and gentlemen, the Senate report from 8 years ago confirmed over 10,000 small children put into sex slavery, many of them killed. That was under Obama. Trump shut it down. So I don't blame the average DHS person. They have a terrible job to do, and they're being asked to facilitate all this. But the people on top aren't just turning a blind eye. They're running the damn thing. Let's get that clear. Big difference. Light years worse. That's just some of what we're covering today. The war on our children. I'm Alex Jones. We have some special guests as well today. The great Steve Quayle. Talk about what the hell's going on with these UFOs and more. Your phone calls and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brainforce Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brainforce Ultra, Brainforce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews. But if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
What's real, what's fake? That's what we break down here. What we know is we're alive and we're living on a beautiful planet in an unbelievably magical universe, and that we have free will. All right, thank you again for joining us on this live Thursday, June 15th, 2023 transmission. We have Steve Quayle, always informative, joining us to talk about the Trump indictment, the Russia-Ukraine war, the global economy, the cashless society, all this UFO hype, and more with Steve Quayle coming up in the third hour today. And then the mighty, fire-breathing Drew Hernandez will be joining us coming up today. Okay, here's what's going on, and here's what I'd really like to get to today. About 5 minutes before the show, I was intended to come on and talk about inflation and open borders first. And then I was digging through some articles that I'd printed off, and I was reading these quotes, and I thought, you know, these are so crazy. And I was reading the quotes. I knew they'd said it because it's the Epoch Times. They're a very credible organization. But also I've seen the clips of them saying this. But I guess they made some new statements as well, so we're grabbing those. With the WEF officially saying, we are gods, the WEF, and we're going to rule you, and cyborgs will conquer the earth by 2045. Now, you read that and you see that and you think, well, that sounds crazy, except these people are in charge. So if you think in the year 2023 stuff is out of control, ladies and gentlemen, as they say, you ain't seen nothing yet. You know that song? You ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, baby. No, you ain't seen nothing yet. And so I just tasked the crew minutes before showtime. I said, I want you to go find a bunch of these quotes. And they found most of them in like 5 minutes. But they found really crappy versions of them. So I'm going to air those crappy versions and then maybe in post, once we repost this, once we're not live, to Bandai Video later today, we'll try to add some HD ones in there. But this is pretty amazing stuff. Yuval Noah Harari, his statements and insights are given on the end state of the elite's dream. WEF wants to remove 1 billion personal vehicles from the roadways. Klaus Schwab, God is dead. That's a quote. And the WEF is acquiring divine powers. They are the gods. And they are now announcing a UN program to ban the Bible, and that Noah Harari with AI will write our new Bible. You're like, these people sound like delusional grandeur maniacs. And that's exactly who they are. So God is dead. That's a quote. And the WEF is acquiring divine powers. And WEF orders government to ban the Bible and issue fact-checked version without God. United Nations is plotting a code of conduct, close quote, for online platforms to combat misinformation. Jail time if they say it's disinfo. Nightmare scenario, U.S. government, this is Wired Magazine, has secretly stockpiled dirt on Americans via data brokers. It's more fun here. Scientific synthetic human embryos created in groundbreaking advance, and they're calling them human even though they're synthetic. They're not. You think they put back doors in your computer, your quote, smartphone? Synthetic human embryos are made in scientific breakthrough. Yes, breakthrough, sure. Told you about this 20 years ago. So that's just some of what we're going to be going over here today. Because here's, I've analyzed my frustration and my problem. The show's overall informative and one of the best out there, but it can be a lot better. Because what happens is I overstudy and then I underdeliver because just, there's no way to cover all this. So more and more, I just need to like pick three or four things I'm going to hit over the show and just cover that. Because this stack, obviously we can do 10 hours on this. I mean, you could teach a PhD level graduate student stuff just on this little stack. I mean, look at this one. French bill would allow law enforcement to remotely switch on microphones when surveilling suspects in, quote, home assistants and smartphones. It's already going on everywhere. They're just letting you know now that's happening. I told you 15 years ago specifically when they first came out with them that it was in the terms of service. Actually, I remember I bought a Samsung Smart TV. Or I didn't buy it. I asked my assistant to get one because I was getting divorced. My ex was divorcing me. I was moving into an apartment. And I said, hey, go get me a flat-screen TV. I said, just get me a run-of-the-mill one, nothing too fancy. And so the thing's hanging on the wall, and I'm turning it on. I did a report on it back at the time. Paul Watson did. It was a pretty big story. And it said it was the Koreans wrote it pretty straightforward. It was kind of comical. You had to read like 20 pages in on the screen in terms of service. But I decided to read them. And it said, don't say or do things in your house or business or apartment, you know, wherever this TV is, that you don't want being recorded because it is being recorded and it's being given to third parties. So behave yourself. Right around that same time, Schmidt, the head of Google at the time, remember he said, hey, if you don't want something known, don't do it online. But everything's online. All your devices, your refrigerators, all of it. And they're just doing it. And it's all being hooked into AI. And what's wrong is telling your child when they're five, they come home and say, I'm a girl. And you're like, no, you're a boy. Well, that gets recorded, reported, and your child gets taken under California law. They're set to put on the governor's desk next month. They have the votes. So a lot of people say, well, I have nothing to hide. Let them record me. And they had a big poll out, what, last week, 30-something percent of millennials believe it's okay for the government to make you have cameras and microphones and watch you in your house. But 40-plus percent of Gen Z think that. Talk about lambs to the slaughter. That's it. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit this big stack of transhumanism nightmare. There's actually four stacks right here at the start of the next hour. When AI overrules your nurses and your doctors, that's what's already going on. It was AI ordered all these killings in the high-tech hospitals, and then the hospitals got $53,000 per murder. And we'll tie all this together in this important stack right here. Start of the next hour, probably take me 30 minutes, but I'm going to cover it in detail. I want to spend some time when we come back on Jack Smith and what he's up to with the old Merrick Garland and how that ties into the corruption that they're involved in. And then I really do want to spend some time on the Ukraine offensive that hit a steel wall in the last 2 weeks. 7,000 killed in action, 160 tanks destroyed, 360 armored vehicles destroyed, hundreds of missile launchers destroyed in just a week and a half with trivial gains. It is the pointless bloodbath. Charred Leopard tanks and Bradley vehicles lie everywhere, telling Ukraine to fight for as long as it takes is inhuman in this tragic war now, says Senator Dick Black. And I agree with that statement. And then that ties to the larger geopolitical systems. Saudi Arabia and China undermine U.S. influence in the Middle East. Major analysis out of the Jerusalem Post. China calls out USA for instigating the infamous color revolutions. This all comes together in a synthesis. You see, it's all over the news now that the deep state's coming after Biden, too. You're like, well, why would they do that? Biden's their man. No, no. They want to take out Trump and Biden and really show the intelligence agencies have full control. They want even their own puppets to know that they are expendable and to scare the political class that now sits under the technocracy and the intelligence agencies and the Carnegie Endowment that the CIA was created by. So that's where we are. And so people think about this as like, oh, they just want to get Trump. No, no, they want to get everybody. They're discrediting the government right now before they collapse the country. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776, and the answer for energy is Brain Force. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Rising up, straight to
talk about the transhumanism, the satanic death cult next hour. But before I head all the other news here on this Thursday edition of the Alex Jones Show, I want to make a point that I struggle to make because it's so simple, but so obvious at the same time, so complex. Like a Japanese haiku, some of the most beautiful poetry is very, very short and very, very complex and very, very simple at the same time. Well, trying to state evil very simply, but powerfully is also very frustrating. But here's what it comes down to. The globalists have declared we're obsolete. They've stolen the future. And if we let them do that, we really deserve what happens to us. And to me, it's very frustrating and outrageous that these hunchback devil worshipers like Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari, and, I mean, literal Dr. Evil types, they want power, they want control, so they're in charge. And then the average person just follows along and lets these predators attack you. And it's really done out of selfishness and out of laziness. People really think they get ahead by not caring. And that's why we are in big trouble. And these psychos can't help but test their bioweapons and their electromagnetic systems on us. They're mad scientists. And the fact they keep getting away with stuff, they believe their will to power must be exercised. And so they've got to kill a bunch of us. They've got to poison us. They've got to create animal-human hybrids and cross-species clones and all of this, or they're not exercising their godhood. And these are their statements I'm giving you. And again, you understand that I probably had 15 meetings with top globalists in the last 20 years. I had a big one last year, but I'd call them kind of globalist dissenters. And I had a couple meetings actually last year. And I don't say that to act powerful. I'm telling you, this is real, okay? Real as a heart attack. And the only story I can ever tell, because it was not off record. I said, is this off record? No. I said, well, my producer's right here, John Harmon. This is in 2006. Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, wrote Superclass about the global ruling elite and how they're wonderful and how they should run our lives and how Carol Quigley was right. They should be public about it. And he was sitting there right in front of my producer going, well, you see it and how it all works. That's why we want to hire you. We want you to come to New York next week. And if things work out, you can go to work with us and let you meet Henry Kissinger. We really want you to be the leader of the Liberty Movement. You'll be able to have a seat at the table and get some of what you want done by compromising. And he said, I'm very disappointing you're not going to take our deal. Now, I always get the same story. They haven't reached out in years because they know I'm never going to join them. But do you understand, listeners, on my children, strike me down with a bolt of lightning, this didn't happen. Okay? And I don't like to tempt God. I'm not tempting fate. I'm just saying, on my soul, what I just told you is the truth, and I have a witness. Do you understand how real they are? And their argument is, yeah, you see how dumb the public is. They don't want help. Join us. The public is a dangerous mass of individuals that are going to start a giant war and destroy civilization. We need you to join us, and we need to cull these people. We don't enjoy it, but it's got to be done, Mr. Jones. Now, why don't you just join us? Be part of the winning team. And most people decide to join the winning team. Well, my spirit tells me you're not the winning team. And I feel the Holy Spirit, God, my connection to the universe, that's what it is, that God created. But I'm plugged in, unplugging when I even war game doing a deal with you, which I wouldn't do. I never actually contemplated it, but I've intellectually contemplated it. And even that God doesn't like and goes, how you like this? I'm like, oh, no, please. Please. Oh, come back. Love you. Please. Love you, Jesus. So that's what this is all about. In fact, this is very selfish of me. I want to be plugged into God. See, I don't want to be plugged into whatever Chucky Schumer and Klaus Schwab are plugged into and Hillary Clinton's plugged into. No, thank you. I'm going to plug into the big guy that created the universe and the sunsets and our grandmothers and grandfathers and our children and all of us together and enchiladas and margaritas. I mean, you know, God created all the pleasure. God gave us sex. God gave us food. God gave us the contemplation of beauty. God gave us free will. God gave us everything. And fools think, oh, I'll just join the God of this world, Satan, and then you end up a little weird, crazy rat creature like Klaus Schwab or Harari talking about how you're going to be a god and how everybody else is going to be extincted and how you rule and how incredible you are. Are you listening to yourself? Look at you. You are a disgusting creature. You are disconnected from God. You are not the best of us. You are the worst of us. You are an arrogant loser. But you're dialed into the self-loving, narcissistic Satanism, and you're staring into the water at your own face while the world burns down around you, you degenerate, dangerous maniacs. But I'll tell you this. Our enemies are not the Klaus Schwabs and Bill Gates of the world and Prince Charles, now King Charles. We're the problem. So I said I was going to get to this next hour. I'm kind of getting to the most important part now, but I'll go through all the nuts and bolts next hour. I'm just going to say it again. They're out of the open saying we're obsolete. They're going to get rid of us. Harari and Schwab call people useless ears. That's an Adolf Hitler statement, literally. And again, they think you deserve to die because they're quoting Hitler at you and just dancing around, you know, in front of giant jumbotron screens with fawning, worshipful audiences wiggling around in their seats like they have arrived, because they get a thrill out of going against the children and going against innocence and going against free will. They like the feeling of the Holy Spirit retracting. They like the feeling of the darkness coming in around their soul. They get a thrill out of it. For whatever reason, I don't resonate with their energy. I don't resonate with their force. I just cannot stand them. But they like it. And they think they're in charge because they're missing the higher connections. They don't have the plugs, folks. See, when God says you're predestined, people overdo the Calvinist thing where, well, then if you're predestined, God's going to save you. And if you're not, you're not going to be saved. No. Everybody's got the plugs for the Holy Spirit and to resonate with God. Just other people have bigger receptors. And so the receptors are so big and so ridiculous and so delicious that people that have those big receptors versus those that don't have them, that's what it is, literal electrochemical communication device in the brain and in the spine and in the gut, in those ganglia that have the rod cone receiver transmitters in them. And they all know this. And all the animals have them. It's just that humans have particularly big ones. Whales have got big ones. Birds have got big ones. But the point is, ours is a really powerful transceiver. And Harari ain't got it, folks. He's been genetically bred over thousands of years by this cult to not have basically any connection. He's not a winner. He's a loser. You're not a master of evil, son. You're a master of failure. Be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavly. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Super Femo Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Male Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brainforce Plus is great. Brainforce Ultra is great. They're 2 different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me jump into the news now here. Before I cover the AI hell they're setting up for us next hour. Federal agencies admit to $3 trillion in improper payments since 2004. Now remember what happened right before 9/11. They admitted that $2+ trillion was missing from the Pentagon alone. If you had all the different agencies and groups together and then the money stolen by the COVID fraud, it's over $10 trillion, actually. So you wonder what's going on with these agencies and why they don't care. They're just busy robbing everything, including things nailed down. But don't worry. Let's play this clip here in a moment. Merrick Garland isn't worried about all the child sex slavery and trafficking going on and the rest of it. In fact, they helped set it up with the cartels and use the Border Patrol now to complete the transfer. He's too busy telling us that Jack Smith, that he put in charge of persecuting Trump and stealing the 2024 election last year, is a great guy full of amazing integrity. Here is the so-called Attorney General.
and historical heritage of a former president of the United States. The defendant has been calling your prosecutors' names, Republicans in Congress, some of them have been talking about weaponization of the justice system. When did you find out the special counsel was headed down this track? And why did you choose not to stop him, as was in your power?
So, as you know, I can't talk about particulars of this or any other ongoing criminal matter. As I said when I appointed Mr. Smith, I did so because it underscores the Justice Department's commitment to both independence and accountability. Mr. Smith is a veteran career prosecutor. He has assembled a group of experienced and talented
prosecutors. He's a UN cult member.
And agents who share his commitment to integrity and the rule of law. Any questions about this matter will have to be answered by their filings in court.
Okay, I can't listen anymore of this. That's enough. Jack Smith is, for his age, he's not that old, unbelievably failed. He is known for bringing political witch hunts and persecutions and has had the Supreme Court and other courts overturn basically every conviction but one. I mean, the guy, he loses record cases, and he's overturned at record levels. Look him up. Why did they choose him then? Because they've gone around and asked people, will you do this? Will you indict a president, and will you lie to a grand jury and mislead them and go along with this fraud? And he said, I'll do it. That's why he's there, period. And you're seeing who's who. You know, oh, we always knew Pompeo's bad and Bill Barr's bad, but they're up there, oh, this is very criminal, very criminal. You know, Trump's going to go to jail. He's a bad guy. It's all a load of crap. You know who can't have these classified records? Vice presidents. And that means Mike fake Christian Pence, and that means Vice President Joe Biden. His garage with the Corvette in Delaware and all the rest of the crap. He got all those documents. He's vice president. Every one of those is a felony. But, oh, the integrity of the integrity of the Justice Department is so high. I bet the best analogy here is take the NFL. You've got instant replay, but still the referees make the final call. And you've got a head referee who can say when the other referees are wrong. The president is the head referee. And then the Supreme Court's a check and balance on that with 9 members. And the power of the purse is the legislative. That's another check. All checks on each other. But anytime you try to take down one of the branches, which is a president, it's a whole nother ball game. And that's what they've done, and they know they've done it, and they know it's a giant fraud. But they also know, on average, in liberal jurisdictions, how dumb leftists are. And so, Supreme Court recently ruled that you've got to move a case to where the person supposedly committed the crime. So they got him indicted in Mordor on the Potomac, the District of Criminals. But then under law, they had to move it to the closest courthouse and judge where Trump supposedly committed the crime. So now Jack Smith's saying, well, he might have had documents at his New Jersey golf course, so we're going to charge him there. I mean, it's just... And, of course, that'll make Trump's poll numbers go up higher. I mean, all the impeachments and all the fake investigations and all the lies, but these arrogant lawyers all get in a room together and they convince themselves that they can win and that in the end that they're in charge. And I use the whole Sandy Hook thing as an analogy of this, where in Texas and Connecticut, they get financial experts up there, particularly the case of Texas, and the guy just never saw our books, never saw any numbers. We weren't allowed to put on a defense, couldn't respond. Judge, we couldn't even talk that day. He said, no, you can't even talk. He says, Alex Jones has $400 million. And the jury later said, well, we wanted to give 10% of his money to the parents for questioning the shooting. Didn't do any of the stuff they said I did. Couldn't put on a defense. But then in Connecticut, they put on semblance of, oh, he's got hundreds of millions of dollars. Totally made up. And then they're mad when they get their fake judgments, because the judge already said I was guilty, and I can't put on a defense. They get mad that I don't have one hundredth of the money. And they go, but we rigged the court, and we had fake financial experts on, and we did all this. It doesn't matter. It doesn't still, I mean, just because you say leprechauns are real, and they crap gold coins out of their ass, and then you saw a leprechaun, and you convince people that you saw one, they ain't real, man. There's not these buckets of gold. Crapping gold cufflinks. And I'm sorry to use that analogy, but it's cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. But they literally believe, like it's abracadabra, hocus pocus. Like if they just say, well, we'll tell this jury he's got $400 million, they'll give us a bunch of money. And then we got a big judgment, give us billions. And then the New York Times headlines, Jones refuses to pay the $1.5 billion. And I'm just laughing at it. They go, why are you laughing? And I go, because it's ridiculous, and you know that. But still there's a gullible part of the population, the type that are on these juries. Like if I was on the jury and the judge said, he's not allowed to defend himself and you will find him guilty, he is guilty. Okay. I would go, well, this isn't a real court. Am I in North Korea? Am I in the Soviet Union? Am I in Nazi Germany? But they know how to do it in these leftist jurisdictions. Austin's the second or third worst. DC's the worst. New York and then Austin. And then San Francisco and a few others. I mean, they will just do anything. And that's why this country's in so much trouble and has cancer, is that they're just going to continue to go after Trump and never give up and never stop. And if they had any Hegelian dialectic understanding at the level they're at, I know the higher ups do, they would understand, like, you're destroying yourselves. Like the thinking people know what you're doing. And thinking people are the ones that always matter. You may have big masses of people that literally can't find their ass with both hands, but those folks don't count. But the thinking people are like, wow, this is really, really, really dangerous. This is even a better analogy of what they did to me, because it's what they're doing to everybody. It'd be like if you had a 4-year-old in the SUV with you, and you're driving out to grandma's house, like when I was a kid, driving out to the farm at harvest time to go pick green peas and black-eyed peas and squash and tomatoes. They grew all that. So we'd drive from Dallas down to the ranch and pick a bunch of stuff. And if my parents wanted to lie to me and say, when I was 3 years old, you know, turnips are made out of gold and come from leprechauns, and we're going to be rich. We're going to go pick gold turnips, and we're going to, like, golden eggs out of the goose and the beanstalk, Jack and the Beanstalk. And the 3-year-old gets there and picks the radishes and the turnips and thinks that they've got a bushel of gold. But as soon as you actually go to the bank or the pawn shop and say, I've got a 10-ounce turnip here, so give me, you know, thousands of dollars, they're going to say, son, that's a turnip. But see, the public has like a 3-year-old brain. But the parents, that's the lawyers, know they're leading a 3-year-old to believe turnip is solid gold. But the lawyers believe, because they fooled the little kid to believe turnips are gold, that they are gold. And see, that's really how this works. And it's very shameful and it's disgusting. We have an out of control government surveilling us, spying on us, creating division, devaluing our currency. We have out-of-control, rich establishment people, I'm going to call them elites, who are just so decadent and disconnected from reality that the sky's the limit. And then they celebrate this Jack Smith guy that looks like a serial killer. I mean, everybody looks at him and goes, man, that guy looks evil as hell, because he's on such a self-satisfied power trip, strutting around. But see, he doesn't look like he's so happy now, does he? He doesn't look like he's on a power trip now, does he? Because reality's starting to sink its teeth into his delusions. You're not in your D.C. bubble or your U.N. Netherlands Hague bubble. You're in the real world. You're a bad man. And that brings me to this next point. We can talk all day long about them persecuting Trump. But Trump's a big, boisterous, garish guy that just wants to be loved. He wants to turn America around. He just can't get why they don't want prosperity, why they don't want to turn everything into a big giant casino. I mean, he went to Kim Jong-un and said, why don't you just build casinos there? What the hell is your problem, man? You got the best beachfront property in the world. Kim Jong-un said, well, the Chi-Coms will kill me if I don't. I'm not allowed to be prosperous. Trump went, oh. Trump's very naive. Not so much now. But when you look at somebody like Merrick Garland, that's somebody that actually knows what's going on. And he's got a fundamental chip on his shoulder. And he fundamentally wants to hurt you. And he was raised to hate this country. He was raised to feel insufficient. And even though you were raised to feel good and love the country and nothing against him, he thinks you got something on him. He thinks you existing lowers him down. He needs you to be absolutely homeless until he can feel superior. That's why the left, anywhere they run things, feces, needles, suicides, death, crime, because when they're up in their big high rise with armed guards, they like looking down and seeing a woman get raped. They like seeing a veteran, on fentanyl defecating on themselves. That's like potpourri to them. That's like getting some flowers in your house, for a normal person. Or putting up Christmas tree lights. The left doesn't do that. They want ugliness. They want ugly architecture. They say this. The CIA admits it. Ugliness to demoralize and lower you down. Because they're already super low. They already hate themselves. But they need you down below them. Because misery loves company. And that's when they feel good. I mean, look at this miserable creature. In fact, it actually makes me more lovable that I put snake eyes on him and a Hitler mustache. Let's pull up a real video of him. Every angle, every millisecond. What do your cells tell you? Creepy, dangerous, disingenuous, a liar. Keep children away from him. Just like Brian Stelter, you look at him and your cells tell you that's a danger. Yeah, let's get a shot where he looks the camera straight on. You gonna buy a car from that guy? You gonna go to his restaurant? You gonna have him cook your meal? You want that guy changing your sheets? No. You want any of those politicians and those creepy lawyers that are in that room anywhere near you? No. You look at that group of people. They're a bunch of social climbing cowards who'll commit any crime they're told by the power structure. These are the worst people, not the best people. Now, let's take Senator Josh Hawley to the woodshed. And I only say this so it'll get his attention because I think he's a great guy and one of the smartest we've got in government. But he ran cover for the establishment in a group of hearings he's been having. Yeah, pull up Adam Schiff. Show his eyes, too. It's the same spirit, same thing. It's a cruise missile. It's a Terminator. All it wants to do is destroy you. The spirit in those guys, don't stop, don't rest, don't quit until you're dead. I mean, and I don't say that for effect. You're going to figure it out soon. They run the show giving little kids poison shots. They know kill them, okay? It doesn't rest. It doesn't quit. It never gives up, ever, until you're dead. Now, we let this type of thing get in charge by natural occurrence. If we're so low and stand down, that will allow evil to take over. Heat-seeking missile after your children, and look what they do. Look at their legislation. Look what they want to strip your parental rights. Take one look at those eyes. You want to give your two-year-old daughter or son over to him for maybe a little babysitting? What do those eyes say? You know what they say. So, Josh Hawley, loving, smart, intelligent, passionate, good, a father. Your guts tell you this is a good guy. He is a good guy. But he thinks he can curry favor with the New York Times, thanking them. Oh, New York Times, thank you for admitting giant human smuggling and child forced labor and you know, working children 12, 14 hours a day, some days not feeding them. Oh, you're so good, New York Times. And oh, I just asked Mayorkas why you won't help them, why you turned a blind eye. Senator, you're not stupid. So you're as smart as I am, or probably smarter. So stop mincing words. You know Biden told them to surge the border when he got into office. You know the UN set up refugee camps. You know George Soros' group gives them debit cards that are U.S. taxpayer paid for, but through his group. You know that Obama and then Biden, Trump suspended it, set up the policy on record that if you got a little kid with you, you get in free, and they let you go immediately, even if there's no proof it's your child. So Obama engaged in this giant child trafficking. There's a Senate report from 8 years ago confirming it. You don't need to have me tell you that. You know that. So the New York Times making it about child labor, we told you 2 years ago at the border, we had an undercover cop in the building. They're in McAllen. On Tom Landry Street, where Tom Landry's from, guy that founded the Dallas Cowboys, why that even matters. My grandfather's best friend. That's a weird story. Army Air Corps together. Side issue. The point is that right there, we had them admitting that they were smuggling children and giving them to pedophiles, and they were in there saying, I want these three women to put them in my factory. I want those women in my restaurant. I'm going to teach them how to work. And I want those little girls, I'm going to show them the way of the Lord. Then the guy comes out to confront our cameras. I'm going to show these women, these little girls, I don't want any men with them. I'm going to show them the way of the Lord in Pennsylvania. And later he loaded them into his white van and drove off with those people. Now, that anytime you want, you can go see it all day long, as much as you want. Forever. But what I'm getting at here, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is a lot worse than just trying to arrest Trump. Trump's a big boy. Trump gets off on all this. He's a warrior. He's a tough son of a bitch. But these little kids aren't. And I'm going to tell you something right now. It's on all of our souls that we allow this to go on. Not just the Border Patrol, not just the judges. And the judges are mad. They are ordered by Merrick Garland to not charge these people. They say no. The Justice Department declines to prosecute. And I've met with super high level feds about this, and Congress knows more about it than I do. And the best we've got is Josh Hawley thanking the New York Times for making it about child labor. Yeah, a girl at a nighttime factory putting Cheerios together. I've worked in one factory for about 5 days. It was not fun because it's so loud. It's so deadening. You do one stupid job for 8 hours. You're praying for the day. It's golf courses are great. You're actually working, but it's beautiful. There's birds, you know, worked at a couple golf courses. Ranches are great till you get kicked by a cow or a horse. But the point is that, okay, yeah, it's rough that these Hispanic girls mainly are brought in 14, 15 years old and are stuck in a slave factory where the Democrats take half their paycheck and put them on welfare and take half of that, and that's all on record. Yeah, it's criminal, it's racketeering, they should all go to prison. And they don't have any feds to go after that, but they got all the feds in the world to go after Donald Trump and everybody else. We get all that. I don't have time to play the whole Josh Hawley thing. It's like 6 minutes long. It's really important. But I'll air it next hour. And then we post this in post to Bandai Video. Just put a clip of the Hawley thing up front, and we'll play all of it. Then I'll get into the transhumanism and all the rest of it. But it's just, you have to see things from that perspective of, oh, this sounds really good. The senator's saying, oh, the New York Times is finally telling the truth. No. The New York Times is very strategic. Just like the British government just came out and said, we're banning puberty blockers in under 18, and we're banning these surgeries. because they pushed it and pushed it and hurt and maimed millions and launched the worldwide program. Now they want to be the saviors on the other side, and they've got a whole new devilish scam after that. They're going to let this run for 10 years, though, and then the lawyers that help set it all up, they'll all get trillions for the victims of it, and it's just, it's like DDT or it's like glyphosate or any of it. They've got it all. Just like OxyContin, they said, okay, we'll probably sell it for 20 years. It'll kill millions. And then we'll sell a drug to get them off of it that'll make billions too. And then maybe we'll pay a fine. And exactly what they said 20 years later, they paid a fine. Couple billion bucks. All planned out, all prepared. That's just a drug company. A mid-sized one. So they got it all planned out, all planned out, all planned out. And it's Josh Hawley. Does he really think the New York Times comes out and admits giant slave labor, slavery of these illegal alien children because they care? They are a group dedicated to evil, dedicated to genocide, dedicated to World War III, dedicated to Satan. 100%. No, they're there to cover up the real thing going on. Sex trafficking, snuff films, murdering children, pedophiles being handed children. So, we'll go to break. We'll talk more about it. And I'll get into Russia, and then I'll get into the transhumanism, and then I'll get into everything else, the economy, the inflation. Please remember, it's real simple. If you want us to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, these are great products you need. And I'd really like to hire, I got my eyes on 6 different reporters and talk show hosts right now that are really knocking it out of the park that want to come work here. People aren't, there's like 50 people who want to get a job here, but I don't have the money. But I got 6-7 people, or probably about 10, but 6, I think I really want to hire these people. I want to go on the offense. I really do. I really. So, and you know, I do what I say I'm going to do. Not always on time, but because of the Lord and blessings, I've pretty much delivered everything I ever said I'd do. I mean, I don't tell you stuff and then not die trying to get it done. I need money. InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, you really need to have X3. You know, X3 will sell out in a week or two. At current sales rates, it'll be months till we get more. But we need the money right now. And you don't buy it when it's at full price for whatever reason. You buy it when it's discounted. So guess what? I got to move it. It's great. It's a missing link. You need it. Go read about it. Find out about iodine deficiency. Find out why this is so special. Get your X3 at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Super Female Vitality is the same as Super Male Vitality. We got a good shipment of it. It's amazing for your libido, stamina, energy. It is 50% off. And, oh, it's a bestseller. Turmeric toothpaste, back in stock with all the essential oils, does miraculous things for your teeth and gums. Turmeric toothpaste, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I've tried living it risky, relied on women and whiskey, chased my blues, turn my nights to days. First rage, only a pastime. With age, more than a lifetime. Day in, day out, the world just turns away. But everybody knows you live and you learn. But the lessons just go on and on. Guess we're gonna have to wait for all the pages to turn. Find out if it's right or if it's wrong.
You live, you learn. At least you're supposed to. All right, here's what's going on. Some of our stations don't carry the first 5 minutes, but 20-something years ago, some stations were like, hey, we'd rather just carry that first 5 minutes and rejoin after network news. So we've been doing this. Some stations don't carry it, so I tend to... Not put crap on here, but if I'm already in 1 hour finishing a topic or not done with it and I want to finish it next hour, I want to make sure the full audience is there. So for people that are here, I'm going to cover some important info, but then when we rejoin them in a few minutes, I will finish up and play the Senator Josh Hawley information and more, because it really is a big deal. And I'm not just having a beef with him to be mean. I'm trying to illustrate this is premeditated. Stop saying they're not doing their job. Stop saying they're letting it happen. They run it. The debit cards, the UN centers, the traffic kids, the charities. They're doing it on purpose. And Ted Cruz has been doing better than Josh Hawley right now, because he's making that point. And that's what the Border Patrol says. We're being ordered to complete the smuggling. We're being ordered. We're part of this. Well, yeah, and Biden said do it and is laundering the money with these law firms. I mean, we know how the whole scam works, folks. And it's a feeding frenzy of pedophiles and smugglers, and it's ridiculous. And, you know, beyond being a good person, and I do care about people and I have empathy, but you know what really empathy is. If you see a bunch of kids getting smuggled or your neighbor getting robbed, You know that can happen to you. You take offense to it because it can be done to you. See, people that have empathy, sociopaths think we're weak. No, we build civilization. We have empathy because we don't like people doing bad stuff because it can be done to us. We take it personal. We care about those people because we care about ourselves. And you dumbasses that serve evil have never been able to figure that out. Sorry, I said I'd get to a next segment. I'm already doing it. So, let me just do this now for the minute we got left. I got a break. It's some kind of sick joke, and it never ends, that we're right at the edge of black and red, and I want to hire these reporters, and I want to kick ass, and even we're not going to hire the reporters, which we're going to do, hopefully. I want to have some extra funds in the gas tank here, and I'm not bitching anybody, but my Lord, I mean, are we not delivering? I mean, are we not kicking some ass? We're not perfect, but I mean, of the folks out there fighting InfoWars with our guests and crew and listeners and everybody, we're on the map big time. I mean, we are stomping some New World Order lies into the ground. So, again, I'm just going to tell the 1% of you that buy product. We know about 1% of the audience ever buys product. You're amazing. And 99% of you just hear it and go, God, I wish you'd stop promoting stuff. Well, if 5% of you bought product, I'd probably plug 30 seconds a day. So, believe me, you think I want to get up here? Now, we try to bring you great products so you'll get a good result and, you know, get them again. Everybody needs a water filtration system. We got the highest rated at half off what the leading competitor is. And you can buy the same filter system for 3 times this if you want. But it's gravity-fed, stainless steel, highest-rated, and we just bring in the best steel. It's how I operate. I've had marketers go, why don't you sell them the fancy ones, what they want, and they have plenty of money. I just can't make myself do it. But Alexa Pure, it's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. Get in there. Get the products. You need them. Take action. It takes action to defeat the globalists. And this is a war. So your action is funding our operation, getting great products at the same time. Only way we fail is you don't take action.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I really think Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, former Attorney General there, is a great guy, one of our best senators, a great future president. But I know he's as smart as any of us, probably smarter. And so when he gets up there and praises the New York Times for reporting on human smuggling, and he gets up there and, you know, says, why won't the administration do their duty and stop this? They told the people to come. They set up the UN refugee centers. They are smuggling the children into these NGOs, and they're committing the damn crime. And the FBI and the Justice Department is facilitating it. It's in a Senate report 8 years ago, Senator. So I know Merrick Garland and these people are evil. I know Joe Biden's a pedophile and a Russian and Chinese agent. We know they're bad. But we know you're good. And so I'm going to talk about who we got on the field fighting the enemy. I'm not reserving attacks for the good guys. I'm reserving encouragement here that we need to get you and Ted Cruz and all the rest of you, and Ted's starting to do it, Senator Cruz, to say, you're doing it on purpose, it's organized crime, and you're all guilty. He's starting to point that out. But when I talk to the Border Patrol, and I talk to FBI agents that care, and federal marshals, and people above them, I'll leave it at that, they're like, no, this is premeditated, Merrick Garland will not let us prosecute any of the smugglers, including convicted pedophiles, and they say, we're not going to give anything secret, go check our docket, and here's the docket numbers, and we do articles and cover it. And there's one case we talk about with in the big Texas district, southern district, five-time pedophile from, it's not Guatemala, it's south there, but lived in Mexico, got caught 2 years ago as a school bus driver in a South Texas town, raping, it was the short bus, it was the handicapped, mentally handicapped, autistic, and Down syndrome kids. He raped a bunch of them, and he's out again. Merrick Garland wouldn't prosecute him. And I know you hear that and you think, well, that can't be true. That was in the local newspapers. Yeah, that's just one example of thousands that these judges are seeing themselves and magistrates. And they want to prosecute, and Merrick Garland says no. So you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom has fallen out here. And they're ordered to do this. They're ordered to carry this out. And the good people are getting out, and they're literally now converting it to a bunch of criminals. So this is all a plan. I mean, if they can get the public to take poison shots and then have the medical system cover it up, and if they can get the Border Patrol, for now it's over 2 years, to publicly smuggle children and give them to convicted pedophiles and not let judges and prosecutors indict people, they can do anything. That's what this is. So I'm not going off the rails on Senator Josh Hawley for no reason. I'm saying We need to get our heads screwed on. Biden said, when I get elected, immediately surge the border. They set up the UN refugee centers. He's put NGOs that ran the European Muslim invasion over the Border Patrol. When you go to South Texas or South Arizona or Southern New Mexico or Southern California, we've been to every spot over and over again. Just a few months ago, we went back. There are literal blue and pink-haired LGBTP people, the pedophile people. Well, now they worship Satan, too, so there's an S on the end. I'm not kidding. Target officially. So the LGBTQPS group literally is ordering the National Guard, State Guard, and Border Patrol around. And we had security guys with us last time who'd been in the State Guard after they were in heavy combat, you know, war veterans, great guys. And they're just like, what the hell is your problem? And the troops are like, get back. I don't like you smarting off to me. I mean, you know, that's how much they've just gotten them used to this. Like, hey, you're under the governor's orders to stop this. Why are you having a pink-haired LGBTP S person, literally, order you around? Why is this Soros blob your commander? Because they are. We are under NGO UN control. Who's the prosecutor? UN prosecutor. What's the global treaty taking over our medical care? The UN treaty. Folks, it's a UN takeover. It's not with blue helmets. Our military, our border patrol is under their command on record. That's what we need from the senators, from Cotton and Howley and Cruz and all of them. They know all of this. And the enemy's very weak. Skip the break. You remember this is nothing. We always show this B-roll of a bunch of women. We have it with little kids without their parents being let in. Just we know what they're doing. And again, if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. And we have to all understand that if we allow this to be done, we are complicit. And I have said they're going to try to wind up mentally ill people, the feds posing as militia people. And every time I say this, the controlled militias, the feds and the militias say, Jones hates militias. Jones is an enemy. He's saying militias aren't real. Militias aren't constitutional. He's saying you're a fed. No, militias are constitutional. It's civil defense. I believe in it. So that's what the Second Amendment is. What I'm saying is if you're in a militia and suddenly somebody shows up with equipment and money and is buying everybody pizza and the next meeting is we need to go down to the border and shoot Border Patrol and shoot these illegals, you're being set up by the feds. And they just busted some a week ago that they were setting up for that. So what I'm saying is when someone calls for violence on the border, they're going to be a fed, just like Fast and Furious shipped hundreds of thousands of guns into Mexico to cause massive killing, to have the guns then traced back to the U.S. to blame the Second Amendment. It's the same crew, Merrick Garland, all of them that ran that. Meanwhile, militia commander says Jones is a fed. There are no feds in our organization. Didn't say there was in your organization. Why are you telling your members I'm a fed? Because I'm saying watch out for people that call for violence like Ray Epps. But see, when I was doing that 25 years ago, stopping the feds, launching major militia attacks that will make Oklahoma City look like a walk in the park, they had their controlled militia groups out trying to kill me. They broke in my hotel room. They set fires and tried to blame me. Folks, I've never even told you one-tenth of what I've been through in this fight. Quite frankly, it's super entertaining. It's an adventure. It's awesome. I volunteered for this. I'm not a victim. I'm a leader. I'm an overcomer. But I've been doing this 29 years, folks, and I've seen a lot of stuff, okay? And I just saw this article even cover it 2 days ago where they busted the militia guys that were trying to recruit people to go murder Border Patrol and kill illegals. And, of course, they've got federal handlers in and around them, so they're trying to suppress that because they don't want that news coming out. And I told you in the last few months that was coming, shootings on the border to blame the Patriots. Hell, they even used MS-13 gang members killing people in Dallas and stuff to blame us. So all I'm saying is these are not hard calls to make. And if you're in some shooting club or some deal and some guy shows up and goes, I got free ammo for everybody and free pizza and barbecue. Now, I do want to talk to you about how we got to start killing these UN people. And you're being recorded like the Hatari militia, and they want to put you in prison. That's why I have a responsibility to talk about that, too, to try to save as many people as I can. Okay, I'm not going to interrupt this. I'm just going to play it. It's 6 minutes long. Here he is yesterday, and everybody's praising him. And, yeah, it's good. Okay, how dare you? How dare you not do your duty? They're servants of the New World Order, not the people in the committee. It's actually whistleblowers that are there testifying. But he's talking to the feds. He's talking to Mayorkas, the head of DHS. He's talking to them. We have checkpoints to fly from Austin to Dallas where they try to grab your testicles. And I'm not demonizing the average TSA people, but it's a redundant job. They should be on the border. But, oh, the border's wide open, but, oh, I'm going to check your bag. I'm going to dig through your crap on an airplane. Give me a break. Oh, we don't profile. We just treat everybody like an Islamic terrorist. So here he is, and then realize why I'm so mad. Why am I making a big deal about this? Because our supposed opposition to the New World Order is still saying, oh, it's an accident, or you won't do your job. Or you're letting human slavery happen. Why are you letting it happen? They're not letting it happen. If somebody walks into a bank and says, put the money in the bag, and then for fun shoots the teller and shoots the bank manager, the police don't pull up and say, why are you letting a man rob the bank? No, he just shot people and is robbing the bank. They are premeditatedly doing it. They are running it. They are capoing it. They are in control of it. They're the authors of it. They are in charge of it. And it's a fact. But that's what the line they won't cross, the feds, even the quote good guys, is to say, no, it's premeditated at the top, the criminal operation. The crime's being run by the feds in charge. And I know everybody's like, Jones, tell us something we don't know. We know that. I know you know that. And I know they know that. And that's the whole point. They are doing it on purpose. They are running the operation. They are in control of it. It is premeditated. It's the difference between Capital One, Murder One, and just murder or manslaughter or involuntary manslaughter. Murder One is where you plan for 3 months to kill your ex-husband or something like, and you have diagrams and maps and how you're going to do it. It's all premeditated. You get executed for that. Now, if you just get pissed off in a bar fight and a guy punches you and you punch them back and then they fall down and hit their head and die, you're still going to get tried. The grand jury's probably going to indict you, but the jury's going to find you not guilty because they punched you first. But it's manslaughter. You killed them. You didn't mean to. It's manslaughter. It's involuntary manslaughter. But the point is, this is not involuntary human smuggling. This is capital, premeditated, designed, organized crime to carry it out, and I am not going to put up with the Republican leadership with their thumbs in their rear ends anymore playing games with us. Play the clip.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm glad we're having this hearing. And thank you to all of the witnesses. Thank you for being here. I want to visit with you in just a second, but I just want to reiterate something that I heard the chairman say that I agree with, which is that there really ought to be government witnesses sitting there. And I tell you what I'm tired of. I've had Secretary Mayorkas sit in front of me in a different committee, the Homeland Security Committee, where I asked him at length about the outrage of 250,000 migrant children unaccompanied crossing the border in the last 2 years and tens of thousands of them being sold into slavery. Let's not mince words. They've been sold into slavery. When kids are being put into factories, forced to work overnight, forced to work in terrible conditions, they're not getting paid, they're not going to school, sometimes they're not getting fed, that's slavery. And what I heard from Secretary Mayorkas, don't take my word for it, you go look at the record, read the transcript. What he told me was, oh, it's not my problem. We don't have anything to do with it. Not my problem. Now we have a new report from HHS where they say it's not their problem. Amazing how this works. Nobody's responsible. These kids are literally being sold as slaves in the United States of America in the year 2023, and nobody's responsible. They don't want to come and testify to this committee. You bet they don't. They don't want to be put under oath. They don't want to answer any questions. They don't want cameras here. They don't want to take any responsibility. Well, I tell you, it's somebody's fault. It's not the kids' fault. Thank God for the New York Times phrase I never thought would come out of my mouth. But really, I mean, thank the Lord that the New York Times did these series of reports, because otherwise we'd still be fed the lies from this administration that everything is fine and dandy. We know just where the kids are. It's all great. They're all fine. No, it's not. Is it fine that people like Carolina Yuck, who's 15 years old, and I apologize to her if I mispronounced her name, she's one of the folks, one of the young women that the New York Times caught up with. What is she doing? Midnight in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a conveyor belt carrying bags of Cheerios past a cluster of young workers. Carolina, every 10 seconds, has to stuff a sealed plastic bag of cereal into a passing yellow carton. It's dangerous work. Fast-moving pulleys and gears that had torn off fingers and ripped open a woman's scalp. The factory was full of underage workers like Carolina who'd crossed the southern border by themselves, vulnerable, now spending late nights bent over hazardous machinery in violation of child labor laws. Carolina says, sometimes I get tired and feel sick. Her stomach often hurt. She was unsure if that was because of the lack of sleep, the stress from the incessant roar of the machines, or the worries she had for herself and her family in Guatemala. This is totally, utterly, completely unacceptable. And I am sick unto death of this administration coming before this Congress and saying, it's not our fault. We have nothing to do with it. We don't know where they are. The kids are fine. Somebody will do it. Somebody will get around to it. Ridiculous. Let's look at some of the things that we've learned about what's going on over at HHS that Secretary Becerra is doing. Here's some quotes from employees at HHS. At least five Health and Human Services staff members said that they were pushed out after raising concerns about child safety. This is all from the New York Times, by the way. Mr. Becerra told the Office of Refugee Resettlement Director that if she could not increase the number of discharges of children, he'd find somebody who would. Next, 20% of kids have to be released every week or you get dinged. It's a conveyor belt of children being forced through the system. And what's the priority of HHS? Just get them out as fast as we can. They go to factories. They go to slave labor. I've written to the FBI and asked the FBI, where are the 80,000 plus children this administration's lost? They don't know. I've said it's your responsibility to go get them. It's a direct violation of child labor laws. They're not doing anything. Nobody's doing anything. It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. And the fact that the administration won't come and sit there and answer questions to this committee is absurd. And it is nothing more than cowardice. They don't want to answer questions. They don't want to be responsible. They don't want to take responsibility for this. So let the record reflect that this administration has let tens of thousands be sold into slavery, and they are doing nothing about it. And I hope, Mr. Chairman, I'm glad you said that we would be holding additional hearings. We need to have additional hearings. There need to be administration witnesses there, and we need to figure out what in the world is going on. And who's to be held accountable for this? Because I tell you what's not an acceptable answer. It's not acceptable to say, it's not my problem. We wish the kids the best. The kids are in danger. The kids are in slavery. The kids are being exploited. And it should not happen in the United States of America. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Blumenthal.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for holding this hearing. And I, too, am glad that we're going to have others, because I'm hoping that we'll have bipartisan support not only for enforcement of prohibitions against exploiting child labor.
Gets me so mad is, God bless the New York Times that knows, the establishment knows, they're like, we have just smuggled millions and millions, I mean it's like 10 million, the Border Patrol tells me, adults, men, women, and children, and we're talking at least a million people in the last 2.5 years under the age of 17. That's a very conservative numbers. And hundreds of thousands have been put in the sex trade. When you're a Democrat scumbag organization, and you've seen them caught doing this all over the country and all over the world, You see how the UN runs sex slavery with children as their main business. You think they're just putting them in Cheerios factories? No. So the New York Times gets out ahead of it and says, oh, their fingers got hurt in the Cheerios factory. And oh, Mayorkas doesn't know what's going on. They place them with the companies. They get political donations from the companies. And the feds are told, leave those companies alone. Remember Tyson Foods? From the time that Bill Clinton was governor to the time he was president, there were hundreds of chicken packing facilities in the country. And by the time Bill Clinton left office, something like 70% of chicken packing was being done by Tyson. Look it up. Wall Street Journal articles back at the time I was covering it. Because they could have all the violations of workers and of problems. But if a smaller company had one violation in their chicken packing, they were shut down by the feds. So, yeah, what have I been saying ad nauseum? They're using it for human labor. They're using them in sweatshops. They're also skimming part of their paycheck and part of their welfare check. Over and over again. I've told you this for decades. It's come out. So, yeah, that's really bad. But that's only one level. The main level is signing them up to vote, using their identities for tax returns. They had cases in the last few years where hundreds of millions of dollars were sent to addresses in Texas to safe houses full of illegals. They just sign them up. They do tax returns. They do tax refunds. Doesn't matter they're not citizens. The feds just send the money, and it all gets collected, put into the law firms, and paid out by these mafias. And the FBI does nothing. Because they're not allowed to, because they control the attorney general and they will not allow the prosecution of the money laundering, of the human smuggling, of the child labor law violations, of all of it. And so I pull my hair out seeing a clip like that. I pull my hair out. I pull my hair out because the magnitude of millions of people being sex trafficked and human trafficked into slavery, real slavery, and the very same criminals running it are dancing around talking about reparations for black people as if they're ever going to give you a red cent or how you're going to get free tuition. And Biden's dangling it again. Oh, reelect me. I promise free education this time. I mean, it's just, it's a formula of lies. All right. I need to get into, the pedo operations, the latest, because people are fighting back there. There's some positive news and pushback on that front. So we're going to be hitting that. And I got a bunch of AI news I told you about that I got to get to and more here today. But, wow, that's all I can say. The best we got is, thank God, the New York Times whitewashing the situation. And I get his point, like, oh, they're actually reporting there's people in slavery. Well, that's good, yeah, to control it and minimize it because they know it's so big they're going to be able to hide it. And then they'll get Pulitzer Prizes for making sure it's all about sweatshop labor instead of little kids getting snuff filmed. Man, they got little kids on these farms and facilities and basements all over the country now that got men all day long going in and raping them. It's come out. Hey, how about a New York Times article about raping little children? Oh, actually, they do. Legitimizing the German government, placing 30-plus thousand children with convicted pedophiles to create a new family, a new system of love between men and boys and women and girls. And the New York Times is like, well, is this a good system? Was it a good study? And the New Yorker magazine doesn't think so. But, you know, maybe kidnapping your children would be good. Maybe they should rape your child. They do want to cut their genitals off, though, for sure. Yeah, of course. Or cut your arms and legs off and make a giant fake penis for you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas.
These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. BrainForce Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our BrainForce Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your BrainForce Ultra, your BrainForce Plus, and your TurboForce all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776, and the answer for energy is BrainForce. Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's BrainForce Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your years, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here. Take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit, play the lottery, play football, play the field,
we want your soul, your house, your voice, we want your soul, your house.
Matters, Spears, here's Britney, here's Cola, here's pizza, here's TV, here's some rock, and some roller. Watch commercials, more commercials, watch Jerry, not Oprah. Buy a better life, from the comfort of your sofa. Here's popcorn, here's magazines, here's milkshake, here's blue jeans, here's padded bars, here's armpit dry, here's football shirt, here's baseball cap, here's live talk shows, here's video games, here's Cola Live, here's Tin Morning, here's filter tips, here's college minutes, here's all night long.
All right, my friends. We are back. Thank you for joining us. You know, I had a guest coming up next hour, but they're great. We'll have them back on again soon. I pledge to cover this AI New World Order takeover situation. It's very important. And so I'm going to just do that next hour and open the phones up. And so look for that. But getting back to what I was just covering here, the attack on our children is an attack, obviously, on us all. It's an attack on our future. And when I look at somebody like Merrick Garland, and I think about how they set up the scam to massively human traffic small children and women into hardcore sex slavery, bondage, and murder, you have to understand that's the reality here. And you have to understand he's working around the clock to put me in prison because I'm trying to stop him sex trafficking these children. Well, I'm a lot more scared of God than I am of this guy. Do I want to go to prison? Do I want to be under this guy's control? Yeah. If it means we save kids, yeah. Because I only exist and have the freedom I have because men before me, particularly men, but women as well, who supported those men, were willing to put everything on the line for the freedoms we have today. So, yeah, I'll do whatever it takes and go through whatever it takes to get these people off of the innocence. And if more people just had that attitude, these evil people would be off our children's backs in a matter of minutes. But because the average man is too busy polishing their car or playing golf or hanging out with their buddies or watching television programs or the NFL draft, we're going to lose everything. But I hate to even talk about that here with this audience because you're an incredible audience of activists. You're not a audience, you're a activist group, people that care. And I really appreciate you putting up with me. So let's get into the pedo attack on our children. You know, I was thinking this morning about this while I was hiking around the bike trail. I was thinking about asking our archivist, who does a great job. I don't give him enough work to do. He always does a great job. To specifically find clips of me going back about 15 years ago to about 10 years ago, because I said it so much that it became kind of a cliche and I quit doing it. Talking about pot-bellied pedophiles and armies of pedophiles and how you would have armies of pedophiles marching in the streets coming to get your children soon. And now, all over the Western world, from Australia to the UK to the US to Canada, we have literal armies of thousands of people, in many cases with automatic and semi-automatic rifles, coming and saying, your children are ours, we're grooming your children, your children belong to us, we're going to get your children, nothing can stop us. And I could just see the logical extension of this, and I'd also studied history. What had happened in other cultures that collapsed, right before everything collapsed, everybody starved to death, there was just usually like pedophiles running around the streets going, get me your children, and just burning everything. So, I mean, that's happened a lot at the end of civilization. So I was like, well, that'll probably happen again. I mean, that's what they're promoting. So that's why this is such a big deal. So here's the clip. In England, the National Health Service closed its youth gender clinic and will not prescribe puberty blockers and is banning private doctors from giving them to people under 18. They're also moving to ban surgeries, which again give you an inoperable, non-functioning, rotting blob penis that's cut out of your thighs and forearms, just a big paralyzed blob that bleeds with a plastic tube in it. And I'm sorry to be gross, folks, but I mean, this is real, okay? And you go, why is it so giant? Well, they get to cut more muscle out of the forearms and thighs if they give somebody a rotting, you know, literal horse-sized penis. It's just everything is going to be flagrant and ridiculous. I mean, they had super robots that were badass, and they could, like, have genetically engineered flesh, and, like, somebody wanted to be a man, and it made them one, and it worked. I'd be like, well, you paid for it, sure, you know. But it doesn't work. It's a big rotting thing with a plastic tube in it. And then for the girls that were boys, who are boys, they cut their penis off and then cut a big giant hole in them. There's no uterus, there's no cervix, and then they got to keep for decades a big giant thing in there that they have to dilate at least twice a day, or the wound heals. So they give them an open wound, and you wonder why they commit suicide? And folks, I know you don't want to hear about this. Neither do I. In fact, until a month ago, I'd never watched the surgeries. And I remember doing research on surgeries years ago. Well, my dad's a doctor, so he's into surgery. So when I was a little kid, he'd come in, so he'd be in there playing chess with his buddies, drinking beer. And when they'd leave, he'd like pop in a VHS tape, and it'd be like open heart surgery or brain surgery. And I'd be like, he's like, this was shot in Dallas last week. Very interesting. Would you like to watch? And I'm like, no, I don't want to watch the brain surgery. This man was in an automobile accident. They saved him. Watch this. And it's like, you know, I'm working on a brain. But now all that stuff is online. So about a month ago, I decided to type in the scientific name. I forget how to pronounce it, of like a penile plasty or whatever it's called. And it was them just cutting down to the bone, the full forearm muscle out, and then thigh muscle, and creating this big, giant, just hellraiser bleeding thing with big slices down it and a plastic tube and blood squirting out of it. And I was like, what the hell? And then I thought, okay, let's just go ahead and type it in. And I looked up the scientific name for the fake vagina, and I watched two of the surgeries. And man, let me tell you something. It was horrible. You know, I've done cesarean sections. I've done hundreds of them on cows and horses. And there you feel good because you're going to help this horse usually get there in the foal or the calf's dead. And they're usually hanging a foot out of the end of their mother, usually because too big a horse bred with, you know, too small a mare, and, you know, vice versa, too big a bull. Sometimes one breed of bull jump a fence and get it with a smaller breed of cow. It's usually what it was. And it'd be some poor little Jersey cow, you know, you're giving birth to a M10 limousine, you know, giant black Angus, whatever the hell it is. And you get there, and they're like trying to save the cow, and there's a dead calf, tongue sticking out, hanging out, dead. And I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back. But and then you get them, you rope them up, tie them down, and cut them up as fast as you can and get that calf out. Now, that's a surgery where you're helping somebody, and you get it done. But when you see a surgery to torture somebody, it's right out of Hellraiser. I'll tell you about it when we come back. We're going to discuss what's really going on here. Stay with us. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Super Femo Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect in the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Male Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. buy yourself a Faraday cage, super male vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, my brain moves around a lot of weird places. For a new listener, I'm talking about surgeries, chopping little boys' penises off, creating giant open wounds, and little girls having their parts, their legs and arms cut off to create giant rotting penises that don't work, cause nothing but pain. It just sounds insane. And then I jump to doing cesareans on horses and cows. I assisted. By the time I'd done it probably 50 times, I started running the scalpel on it. And you do it as quick as you can. You usually get there and the cow's stumbling around or it's already on the ground. You got to tie it down for safety purposes or a horse. You don't knock them out. Sometimes they die when you do that. And you just go ahead and slice them open on the side. It's not like a human cesarean where it's on the front. Slice them open on the side. And sometimes the calf or foal is alive. Usually they're dead already. But the point is that you're doing it and there's fire ants on you and you got gloves on and scalpel and blood's everywhere and you're in the uterus and you're getting it done. You're sewing it up and you're getting it done as fast as you can. And you feel good when that cow gets back up or that horse gets back up. And, you know, a week later, the vet calls and sees if the animal lives. Usually they do. And you feel good when you get the calf out and slap it on the ass. It gets up and walks off. You know, that's what it's all about. And most of the time you just show up and you got to come along and you're sitting there winching them out of there. The point is I've done that, done it a lot, done it off and on for 5 years, starting when I was 11 years old. And I couldn't imagine doing a surgery where I chopped a little boy's penis off and then cut a big ass hole in him for no reason. But these people do it all day long for money, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how bad they are. And then you look at some creepy guy that should be starring in a Rob Zombie mass murder movie, if I was going to, you know, cast somebody for the new Chainsaw Massacre, it would be Rachel Levine, the deputy head of Health and Human Services in the U.S. So they banned all this in England, in the U.K., just this week. But in the U.S., Levine calls efforts to ban gender-affirming care as ideologically motivated attacks that are contrary to the overwhelming science and evidence. So there you go. Now, you talk about a freakazoid. Not only is this pervert obsessed with cutting your children's genitals off and creating open wounds, this pervert claims they're a four-star admiral. What, in Star Trek? Here it is.
As Assistant Secretary for Health, I am urging us to base medical care on facts and medical evidence. Gender-affirming care is medical care. Gender-affirming care is mental health care. Gender-affirming care is literally suicide prevention care. It improves the quality of life and it saves lives. It is based upon decades of study. And it is a well-established medical practice.
All right, that's enough from this disgusting ghoul. So the NIH did a study in the last 2 years of children that they chemically and physically sterilized, and two of them committed suicide right away, several others later, out of a group of less than 100. Now, obviously, if you're already so screwed up, you're hearing voices saying, chop your genitals off, chop your breast off, you got a problem. Self-harming, obviously. But statistically, there's almost no incidences of right-wingers. In fact, there are really no instances known of right-wingers killing these people. But what there is them committing suicide. So this is a sick cult that knows exactly what it's doing. And look at this report. The Pentagon created a pride coloring book for kids given out at military base schools and elementary schools and daycares. And let's play this clip. Elon Musk got really upset about this. The White House ran a video that said, all your children belong to us. These kids are our kids, not somebody else's kids. They are all our kids. So they're saying, your kids belong to us. We're going to groom them. We're going to get them. And Elon Musk said, and he just went up again in my view, our kids are not fodder, because, you know, they took his son and we're chopping him up right now. That'll get you pissed. You lose your son in this. Our kids are not fodder for the government. Musk responds to Biden's claim. These are our kids. Think RFK's for real when his daddy got his head blown off or got shot in the back and his uncle got his head blown off? Think Elon Musk losing at least one? Looks like he's looking another two of his eight kids on the chopping block. Think that wakes him up a little bit when mama takes them and just got him scheduled to get that family jewel sliced off there. I think that might wake you up a little bit. And the cult all tells you it's beautiful, it's good. And then Megan Fox and all these people are literal witches, and all their kids are forced to dress in dresses. And when the boys beg to not wear dresses, the liberal media says, that boy just needs more education. We'll make a girl out of you yet. So here's a short clip of what the White House is retweeting and putting up about. Your kids are our kids. You understand that? They're Rachel Levine's kids. Here it is.
These are our kids. These are our neighbors. Not somebody else's kids. They're all our kids.
Ugh.
And our children are the kite strings that hold our national ambitions aloft. It matters a great deal how we treat everyone in this country. LGBTQ Americans, especially children, you're loved, you're heard, and this administration has your back.
That is pedophilia writ large. Play that again. Did you just hear that? Especially our LGBTQ PS. PS is a new meaning. It means pedophile Satanist. I'm serious. LGBTQ. Especially our LGBTQ children. An old creepy man whose daughter says he raped her, who's constantly grabbing children and dudes' wives. Guy's got a hot wife. Biden just starts grabbing them. He'd have sex with a fire hydrant. He'd hump your leg. And he literally is the creepy, mindless pedophile president ready to star in a horror movie as a pedophile that drives around an ice cream truck, scarier than it the clown. And he's literally saying, your children are ours, and we're going to celebrate their sexual preference as if they know what that preference is. Let me be 100% clear. If you're a heterosexual pedophile that wants to have sex with little girls, and you're a man, you need to be executed if you try it. And if you're a homosexual pedophile, you need to be executed. I am equally against the rape of children, period. And that's what this is all about. So stop hiding behind your, quote, gay rights and your gay marriage. And all of you out there that have an alternative lifestyle, you need to come out against this now or you will forever be tarred with pedophilia and Satanism. You can make jokes about that, but that's what this is. All right, just listen to this snake. I mean, this is nauseous. Here it is.
These are our kids. These are our neighbors.
Ugh.
Not somebody else's kids. They're all
Hit pause
kids.
Again. Hit pause again. Start over. These are our kids. These are those kids in the backyard. They're our neighbors. Especially the LGBT kids. Oh, all right, you're a five-year-old coming to the White House to me. I mean, he's literally externalizing it in front of everyone that he is a pedophile. And he's drooling over children at a giant pedophile event with people dancing around naked on the White House lawn. Here it is.
These are our kids. These are our neighbors. Not somebody else's kids. They're all our kids. And our children are the kite strings that hold our national ambitions aloft. It matters a great deal how we treat everyone in this country. LGBTQ Americans, especially children, you're loved, you're heard, and this administration has your back.
Oh, you got their back.
These are our kids. These are our neighbors. Not somebody else's kids. They're all our kids. And our children are the kite strings that hold our national ambitions aloft. It matters a great deal.
And, you know, people, any psychologist will tell you, people that have been raped by their parents, by their fathers, will tell you, oh, I think my dad raped me, but I don't want to say it. Is it okay to tell you they did? Yeah, he in the shower, he did it to me, but is that all right? Is that was I molested? Yes, I think I was. Joe Biden is a pedophile. Now, it's terrible that he likes to rape children. The MO is he does not like to slit their throats. He's not the highest level of these guys. The next level beats the children and murders them. Murders them. Now, I think everybody's figured out now that I don't just say stuff for shock effect. David Icke was on my show 25 years ago and said that a prime minister would lay out plastic and slit their throats with Jimmy Savile. Came out it was true just 5 years ago. Imagine at lunch leading a four-year-old girl in who's been taken from an orphanage and slitting her throat and watching her bleed out while you masturbate. That's who runs the government. People that slit little girls' throats. Oh, and give you poison shots that give you heart attacks and kill you. Exactly. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have three original one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening with Coral Calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
During World War II, the Nazis' most classified project was known as Die Glock, the Bell. Secret documents found years later reveal that the Bell was a new kind of exotic energy technology that could affect time and defy gravity. In 1939, the Nazis set up a secret base in Antarctica known as New Swabia. Starting in 1945, Operation Paperclip secretly brought hundreds of Nazi scientists into America, where they were hired by the military-industrial complex. In 1946, Admiral Richard Byrd led a military expedition known as Operation High Jump to seek out Nazi base New Swabia and other Antarctica bases. On his way back to the U.S., Admiral Byrd told Chilean newspaper El Mercurio that in the event of a new war, the U.S. would be facing military craft that can fly from one pole to the other with incredible speed. In 1959, a dozen nations signed the Antarctic Treaty, making it illegal for anyone to travel south of the 60th parallel without government permission. Since then, curious videos have circulated that show what appear to be Nazi UFOs. And just last Monday, Dr. Stephen Greer introduced Antarctica whistleblower Eric Hecker.
In 2010, I was selected to go down to the South Pole Station in Antarctica for an entire year by Raytheon Polar Services as an employee of a third-party contractor for the National Science Foundation. I function in a dual-role capacity as a tradesman and a firefighter. My responsibilities required me to be more informed than most of my crew and offered me complete access to the facilities. What I learned from this unique experience needs to be shared with the entire world. The technology at the South Pole Station certainly can do what it is presented as its primary purposes, and unfortunately, much more. The Ice Cube Neutrino Detector is presented as a passive listening device for the purposes of the science as presented. But I'm going to skip right through the chase, folks. I have provided documentation that proves that the 5,160, what they call DOMs, that are embedded in the ice can actually transmit at 2,047 volts each. That gives us a long list of things to consider. It is effectively a multifaceted directed energy weapons platform that I will list rapidly a few things that it can do. Vehicle detection. We're learning that these off-world craft, on-world craft, ours or other nations, are also emitting neutrinos. So this makes the South Pole Station effectively an air traffic control station for this new level of equipment that nobody's discussing. In addition to the ability to detect neutrinos and the exotic vehicles, I provided documentation that shows that this is also a system for faster-than-light communications. In the past, Gary McKinnon has hacked NASA, found the off-world fleet, the list of captains, and it's apparent that if we have faster-than-light vehicles moving throughout the system, we're going to need faster-than-light communications. This is that facility. Unfortunately, I have other bad news. The season that I was there, 2010 to 2011, we converted from construction to operations and maintenance in both the elevated station and the detector array. Unfortunately, when they first fired it up, that was when we had the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand. There's two incidental shots before they were able to target it correctly. This is an earthquake-generating device as well. This is the weapons of war that we have to deal with now and what Raytheon's hiding. There's an ELF system at the South Pole Station that when I arrived, I was told it was off, dismantled, and completely defunct. In my work, I will rapidly just tell you, I had to figure out the circuitry for certain other repairs, and I found that this system is, in fact, completely energized, up and running, and being utilized with the other systems for nefarious purposes as well. The Atmospheric Research Observatory is in what we call the clean air sector. I witnessed myself a very powerful green laser shooting out of the top of this facility into the cosmos. This, I believe, is a secondary form of long-range communications and or a defense system. A question of power comes into play for all.
All right, the great Steve Quayle is our guest. We're going to cover the waterfront. We're going to cover what's happening with Trump, the indictments, what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, what's happening with 48-hour warning, hacker coalition threatens Europe's economic collapse in the power grid. We've been predicting that. And we'll look at all the crazy UFO stuff going on. 1 hour is not enough with Steve Quayle, but we've got him. SteveQuayle.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. And it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. David Icke gets a lot of credit for being a trailblazer. He deserves it. So does Jordan Maxwell. But even before those guys, it was Steve Quayle and just blown everybody away. Best-selling author, filmmaker, researcher, great patriot, great Christian, friend of mine. And now that we've gotten through our bankruptcy pretty much, we're able to order product again. Very soon we'll be carrying all his books, all his films. You can find these award-winning coffee table books and films at gen6giants.com and stevequayle.com. Everybody should go there and get those today. And he'll be joining us again next week for 2 hours to do an in-depth dive on the history of UFOs, why they're currently doing this, what's really going on. I was trying to get him on about this today, and he said, well, in the time we have, instead we should talk about power collapse, hacker ransoming, Russia-Ukraine, the Trump indictment, the political scene is so hot in the time we have. I'm going to skip this network break coming up so we have more time with him. But he just sent me these articles. I was reading them during the break. For Gary Franchi, he's a great reporter. A 48-hour warning, hacker coalition threatens Europe's economic collapse. They're threatening to bring down the banks, the power grid. But it's the globalists that have been saying they're going to do it to bring in their new world order, but they would then blame hacker groups and or, quote, Trump supporters. Remember 2 weeks ago I went crazy about this for a week? I said it was coming. Quote, Trump supporters are going to hack the power grid. FBI memo, no proof. To destroy Europe's banking system in the next 48 hours. Well, the globalists want to bring down the old system, bring in the new. Cyber attacks on renewables. Europe's power sector dread in chaos. So they've cut off the nuclear power plants. They've cut off the hydroelectric. They've cut off the coal power plants. Now the power's failing. They're not going to blame the windmills that were designed as a bridge to nowhere, as I've been predicting ad nauseum for years. They're going to blame hackers for the power failure. When they create a virus in a lab, they blame global warming. It came out of a jungle, out of a cave, not a lab. Same story. This is Reuters. So we're here. It's imminent. I learned about power grid control and takedown from Steve Quayle 30 years ago. I learned about their plan where a cyber attack to bring us into darkness from Steve Quayle 25 years ago. And now we're not in the realm of over the horizon, Steve Quayle, predicting it. We're in the realm of experiencing it. Steve Quayle, my friend, I'm going to shut up for 10 minutes, okay? You got the floor. Tell us what's going on.
Well, Alex, it's so important right now because all of these cyber attack and financial cyber attacks that are being talked about are all being not attributed to the Patriots or the Trump supporters. It's the Eastern European hackers, which, by the way, are fabulous hackers. I mean, they do a good job, anonymous, but they've joined forces to attack the European central banks, the major banks in Europe, like Deutsche Bank and all Credit Lyonnais, the biggest banks in the world, especially the ones that are in Europe. And the thing that's critical that people have got to understand is that when the power goes out, so does access to information. And so what we're seeing is a setup. But right now, Alex, as everything, it's a controlled narrative. And the controlled narrative is provoking, and we're on record as Americans have broken every treaty and agreement. And what people can't separate is a simple statement in history. When goods don't cross borders, armies do. That was quoted by von Clausewitz in his classic on war. So people want to know where that quote came from. And now we're watching the sanctimonious sanctions that have been put on all of the, quote, enemies of the United States, including the countries that provide all the rare earths for us, all of the petroleum, and we're self-destructing in the eyes of the world. And it's important that people understand our Defense Department poo-pooed hypersonic missiles. A lot of the statements out there are just false. Oh, that isn't a game changer, etc. We have, at this point, the greatest vulnerability in the history of the United States, especially for nuclear war. And Alex, what's astonishing to me is how many people are just cavalier. It's almost like they don't care. It's not relevant.
But they're in a trance. Relevant. They have a normalcy bias. Yes. I said I would interrupt, but you're dead on. They literally, that's why I'm sick at my stomach, because I can see we are going from very dangerous territory to cataclysmic territory at light speed.
Cataclysmic is the best word. Everybody needs to understand something. There is no civil defense in the United States whatsoever, except for the bureaucrats and their continuity of government bunkers. But what the Russians have made it clear, and Medvedev and Putin, that the bunkers, the COG, continuity of government bunkers, which I'm told are occupied and being occupied now, for the bureaucrats, aren't safe. When all of those were built, including Cheyenne Mountain, the U.S. military couldn't imagine 25 megaton nuclear weapons. Well, they're really having a you-know-what kind of fit over the 100 megaton weapons and Russia's delivery capabilities. Now, Russia's already told, Alex, all the cities, all the
communities. I was about to say, what is the point of moving a bunch of weapons into Belarus when Russia can deliver them any other place? Are they going to let Belarus take the blame for a strike, or what's happening?
They gave Belarus tactical nuclear weapons. So those are battlefield nuclear weapons. But what people are losing track of is the Russians are talking intercontinental ballistic missiles and hypersonic ones. And we've seen stories of the Russian subs.
So what are those? About what, like 50 times stronger than what Belarus just was given?
Absolutely. Actually, 100 times. So the point being is that the U.S. believes that somehow they can keep this confined to Russia, meaning this, the war, and that the United States, CONUS, continental United States, is not any danger. That couldn't be further from the truth. So what's happening right now, and this is critical, if the power goes down, communications go down. If the power goes down, all services from water to sewage to commerce stops. And so what's important to understand is we are now in a real world situation where Russia said you cannot defeat us. That's true, because you can throw 400 NATO airplanes and the S-400, S-500, and the S-550 anti-ballistic missile systems will take them all out. And so what we're hearing is Norway obviously is being approached to provide battlefield medics as well as other European nations. The NATO exercise ends on the 23rd. So if the NATO exercise ends on the 23rd of June, why then are they asking, NATO asking, and literally going out and hiring or finding people who are battlefield medics? The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't just about the biggest NATO exercise in history. This is about the desired intent already expressed in 2008. After that, 2014, the Western Europeans want Russia. They want its natural resources. Quarter of the fresh water on the planet is in Lake Baikal. The strategic minerals of Russia are just in demand, even more so than most people are even aware. You can't even build an electric car without, I think, you know, 400
pounds. Yeah, for folks who don't know, Russia has more resources in Africa and North America combined. And by the way, they've wanted to do business since 91. They want us to go in there and do business with them, but the globalists won't do business. We should be totally in business with Russia.
Absolutely. But that was the whole purpose of the blaming Donald Trump and the Russia dossier, was to get eyes on Russia and off of the Chinese agreements with the leading politicians in the United States of America. Now, here's where we're at. This is really important. The hotline between Russia and the White House and the Pentagon, I'm told, is down. President Putin already said when NATO enters Ukraine or admits Ukraine to NATO that all of Europe will burn without exception. Right now, cyber warriors are probing the debit and credit card networks in Europe. Now, that's what you just read earlier. And all of Europe will implode at the same time, it appears. So it's really important that people understand President Putin made the statement and America will burn with the rest of NATO and Europe. So, Alex, I don't think we're being, how should I say this, overhyping anything. This is what's in the news. And because in America, there is no news outside of alt news.
And by the way, let's be reality based. You know, I'm an American. You're an American. It's a Slavic civil war. We think both sides are wrong. It's terrible what's happening. But people don't see on Twitter or Facebook or anywhere what's really happening. If you go, I don't just believe it. I check it with military experts, to Telegram and other things the Russians have. It's hours of videos of hundreds of tanks and missile launchers with the dates they're being blown up, being blown up. I mean, I have a 10-minute video we're rolling right now that the West put out that shows in just the last week hundreds of Ukrainian, German, U.S. Armored vehicles and tanks blown up. Their top missile launchers being blown up. They're putting chicken wire up around them to try to stop the drones. It's not working. And I mean, and again, they've confirmed this did happen. So the point is that, yeah, the Russians have major losses, but Ukraine has had way more. Ukraine is losing, but the average American doesn't even know that.
Well, they can't know that because it doesn't fit the official narrative. Every single thing, in my opinion, that has come out of the West concerning Ukraine is a lie. Every single thing. And what's important for people to understand, there is no homeland defense in continental United States now. All of our troops are all over the world. All of our military, especially our armor, our aircraft are over there, meaning over in the NATO theater of war. And again, Alex, the thing is that Russia made the statement the other day, Medvedev, who, by the way, is a smart guy. He's not just some, they try and make him out as an alcoholic fringe guy. And he said, all now of your undersea cables are subject to our attack when we choose where we choose. So ladies and gentlemen.
And then suddenly the hackers say they're going to hit the grid. So it's about to go down is what you're saying.
You got it. And not only hitting the grid, but ladies and gentlemen, command, control, and communication in the military has already been subjected to failure of electronic weapon systems over the Ukraine. They went totally blind, Alex. They couldn't see anything from the satellites. They couldn't communicate. And that was open source stuff. In essence, there's enough information, not in the American press, to indicate, and I think everybody who's listening to us, whether they like you, like me, that's not the issue. The issue is your supposed elected officials, and I would call it, let's just say those who have stolen the government in all ways, are absolutely.
Well, that's right. They're not elites. They're hijackers.
Well, and I think that's true, but they're also the destroyer of worlds because they believe they can sit in their bunkers, whether it's Denver International Airport, the whole, and most people need to understand this, Denver becomes a provisional capital of the United States when Washington, D.C. is destroyed. And for the record, the Russians said D.C. and New York, two of the primary targets. They also said Cheyenne Mountain will not protect you. Now, when you tell the truth in America, it's considered it's off limits. Well, you can't tell the truth because the false narrative is what psychs people up and puts them out.
Doctor, so give us a big picture. Why would the globalists be leading us into nuclear Armageddon? I was out in Hawaii a few weeks ago. I confirmed from major sources Zuckerberg's built an underground sub-base like out of Raiders of the Lost Ark. The Germans actually built those. He's built one. He's got giant football stadium size coverings up, but the dump trucks are going out every 5 minutes. They're bees building underground bases. I confirmed it with the people that are there. They showed me photos. He's got 20 other billionaires living there. They're building tunnels everywhere. They got a defense base under the mountains and a nuke base there that's admitted to be going on. Our main missile defense in the Pacific is on Kauai. And you've got all of them digging into bunkers. It confirmed. How do they think that's going to protect them?
Well, they're under the false belief of false megatonnage. And by the way, there are always submarines, at least Russian or Chinese, off of Kauai. Kauai is the eyes and ears of the whole Pacific Command. The Pacific Missile Theater Range, and by the way, Edward Snowden was there in the NSA part of on the island of Kauai. I've flown over that, taking pictures. And the complex is absolutely designed. I'm talking the Pacific Missile Theater Range on the island of Kauai to control all space assets, all surface assets, all meaning ships, all sub-assets, submarines. And right now, that is the cerebral cortex of the entire war that will
take place. So I think it's fair to say Zuckerberg's not doing this on his own, because I was there. I flew over in a helicopter. We haven't released it yet. He's got things bigger than football fields, you know, those big white enclosures to cover it up. Thousands of trucks, I mean, hundreds at any one time, literally drones in the sky. And then the word is it goes up into those mountains where they've got the missile defense and the nuclear base. That's what I was told. And that there's some giant complex being built there.
Well, that's accurate, because most people don't understand the lava tubes, and that some of them are mega lava tubes, were basically bored out with some of the atomic boring machines, and everything is tunneled and everything is integrated. And Kauai is...
By the way, I got to interrupt you again. I met with major construction companies. I don't want to get them in trouble. They didn't seem to care. These are like big construction company people, okay? And they said, listen, they're using the lava tubes that crisscross. They're pulling up maps how there's lava tubes all... They go, we just use these to bore them out. That's why they chose this as the base. And they were explaining that Zuckerberg's got a sub-base. I mean, and I know about the nuke base and all that, and you're right. It's just that the average person doesn't know this. It's just crazy. So why do you think there's so much activity there right now?
Well, again, it is, imagine this. It's the difference between shooting somebody in the arm and giving them a headshot. And a lot of, I've got news for people. Kauai is not going to be the safest place to be. Even on the big island of Hawaii, there's a lot of underground stuff. But what is critical is people have got to understand that Kauai is the eyes and ears. You take out the eyes and ears of the entire Pacific Command structure, and basically China and Russia in agreement will have pretty much free access to the West Coast.
So you're saying Kauai is the subs are going to attack that with cruise missiles, and it won't matter if they've got anti-ballistic missile defense at Kauai, because cruise missiles just wiped that out.
Well, right. And when you're dealing with hypersonic, again, what is lost, and this isn't propaganda, is technology that the United States forsook, and I believe on purpose, was that which could have at least equalized the threat. There is no equalizing or equalizer to the threat. You can't use Patriot missiles, even the most current version of them, take out hypersonic missiles. So what's important is that in lava tubes, the same thing, Alex, in the United States, there are so many underground tunnels that lead to the different bases and the different continuity of government bases. But Hawaii, and I want to make this clear, I've been saying this for 20 years, which is true. Kauai is the eyes and ears. I was literally, you probably flew over it too, the area with all the radar domes on the coast, on the Nepali coast. And I was literally there in a helicopter when they turned on the over-the-horizon radar. This is 10 years ago for the first time. And the helicopter pilot said, this is really weird. That's never gone on before. 2 days later, I'm on a raft, a Zodiac, snorkeling, and in comes a sub-hunting airplane, and, you know, the Barking Sands base.
Exactly,
right,
you've been there. I'm in love with it. You're talking about the western shore right at the Nepali coast. It's a giant ICBM base from the 70s and 80s. Then they put in anti-missile defense. Now they have a bunch of particle beam weapons there. It's a giant anthill that then goes under the mountain right there and then all the way around. And then meanwhile, on the other side of the island, Zuckerberg has huge industrial building going on, probably a Howard Hughes type deal. I don't think he's doing it. I think it's a government contract.
Well, of course it's a government contract. And again, all of those guys, all of the billionaires and the biggest money in the world, excuse me, the biggest money in the world are clued in, cued in, and they're funding a lot of stuff. They have a joint funding agreement, and there's, you know, Barking Sands. And you can see that, you know, we're talking about something that's so critical, but because it was avoided so long, people would not pay any attention to it. I'm told the rumors are that there are two boomers, both Russian and Chinese, two of each, that's four, ready for the command. That command, and please, I'm not saying this to scare anybody, but it's real. The threat is real. And the threat against the island of Kauai, I can tell you, it doesn't matter what side of the island Zuckerberg's on. It doesn't even matter the lava
tunnel. We've gone into a whole Kauai thing just because we're both researched it. But yeah, you're saying four nuclear subs ready to take that out alone.
Absolutely. And again, you can understand why. And even over the Ukraine, it was open source that they lost their satellite, which would be their eyes. They lost their listening post, the they meaning NATO, and they were flying blind, pun intended. And so when you've got electronic warfare, they shut down the Donald S. Cook, they, the Russians, three separate occasions, brought it dead in the water. The HMS, the biggest aircraft carrier that Britain had, it went dead in the water. The amount of technology out there is surpassing us. Listen, North Korea is working on hypersonic missiles. India has hypersonic missiles.
By the way, you've been talking about this for 10 years, and I looked it up in the last few years. They admit that China, everybody's ahead of us on hypersonic. Obviously, the U.S. was developing these in the 60s. Why did they kill the program?
Because you've had the assassination of the United States as, if you will, the sacrificial lamb on the table for that long. You and I have both done hundreds, if not thousands, of shows over the last 30 years, talking about the global depopulation plan. They want to kill. They want to kill 90% of the Earth's population.
And they want the Russians or the Chinese, like Joel Skousen says, to start it so they get the blame.
Absolutely. So every false flag, and Russia's been incredibly smart on this because they are allowing the world to see, just like on Nord Stream. We knew Nord Stream was blowing up. There were communications between Victoria Nuland and the former prime minister of Britain who didn't last very long.
And as you see, now the CIA's blaming Zelensky, saying he blew it up. That shows desperation. What does that mean?
Well, the desperation is Zelensky is going to be thrown to the wolf pack. Because again, he couldn't produce them. Think of how many Ukrainians died in a war that they were not capable of fighting. And ladies and gentlemen, the globalists don't care who they kill as long as they kill everyone. And that's the thing that's at loss. But India is going to challenge that whole procedure, that procedure. China will be challenged by India and Japan.
I was about to say, India just put aircraft carriers off China, is openly threatening China. What's going on there?
Well, China and India have almost equal population, and China and India have the same advanced weapons, although India has even more advanced weapons. Let's just say this. They're a generation ahead of the Chinese, and the fighting that's been going on in the Ladakh region up in the Himalayas has been brutal. But, you know, China threatened India. China has invaded India.
Yeah, China started it. Now India's got pissed off.
Yeah,
so what's happened with Modi? Off. Modi's kicking the Muslims out of Kashmir. He's going up against the Chaikoms. That sounds good, right?
Yeah, well, the thing that's amazing is India's weapons development is unequaled. I mean, it truly is an unparalleled. It goes back to, you know, believe it or not, Sanskrit 4,500 years ago and the advanced Vimana flying machines. And the Indians have presented papers on that. It was at West says, meaning the West, collective West. Oh, well, that can't be true. It is true. And then we've got Japan. When China threatened Japan the last time, Japan said, we'll sink every ship in the Chinese Navy within 1 hour. Well, how can Japan do that? Because Japan has the quietest subs in the oceans. And Japan, people forget, Japan is a technological innovator.
Stay right there. This is incredible. Get ready for Armageddon, folks. We'll be right back.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavly. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Rainforest every day. What I always need is some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Rainforest. So I'll take Brain Force in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brain Force is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock. Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years. You've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Full off-world force is attempting to destroy humanity. There's not just evil in the universe. The Holy Spirit, Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost are real.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Steve Quayle is our guest, stevequayle.com. We'll be back with us next week to get into the whole waterfront. But, Steve, big picture here. They tell us the right-wingers are going to attack. The Trump supporters are going to hack the power grid and bring it down. Obviously, we know that's not true. So does it sound like they think the Russians and others are going to launch something, so they're getting ready to blame us? Or what do you make of all this, and what do you expect to happen? Because I can see all the political things that upset me, but I, at a gut level, have never had my spidey senses, you know, they call it, my sixth sense, more upset. I feel like something giant and imminent. Every time my gut tells me this, something big happens. Well, I've never felt more concerned than I feel now. I think you're saying you're picking that up in the spirit as well, but then it just culturally, economically, politically, what are you seeing that this concern in the spirit could be?
Well, first of all, we're dealing with a sphere. We're no longer dealing with a linear, you know, this has to happen, this has to happen. And your spidey senses are picking up. There's so much data. There's so much negative energy. And you know, it doesn't get any more negative than World War III, starvation. You and I have talked about all of the war on humanity, whether it's the burning down of food processing plants, the geoengineering. You've had Dane Wigington on of geoengineering. Watch.org. But what we're watching is a systematic destruction of the United States of America. We're watching the provocation of nuclear war by the bureaucrats. And we initiated this, the very first talk. I was on your show maybe a year ago saying, Alex, these guys in our government, U.S. government, are talking about initiating a Russian first strike using our nuclear weapons, these guys. And so now we're talking right now about multiple data streams, multiple input. And is, you know this, I see your desk with all the, you know, news articles.
No, you just nailed it. I am overwhelmed. Officially, I can't, it's just, it's all happening now. It's just, it's insane.
Yes, and that's exactly, you know, again, it's Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, the 13th point. You overwhelm your target. That's what they did to former President Trump. That's what they're doing to all, quote, patriots. In essence, you just keep lying and hitting them with all of this data. But now we're dealing with something that is critical, and that is the life and the lives of our family and our kids. Listen, this is not a Cold War scenario. This is going hot. There is no more talk. And this is what people have to understand. When the hotline went down, I'm understanding it went down the last 24 hours between the Kremlin and the White House. The bottom line is that communication's over. And when Medvedev and others have said, look, we're done talking. We've asked you, we've demonstrated, we've shown you. And ladies and gentlemen, have you noticed too that now we're hearing that the entity in charge of the slaughterhouse, Alex, I call the White House the slaughterhouse, is saying they're going to have to take out 80,000 citizens from Taiwan? Well, that's basically declaration.
In fact, that was in my list to ask you. It's barely a news item, the evacuation of Taiwan. That should be huge.
Well, it should be huge, but it also tells you that, remember, we said we're going to take on China. We're going to take on Russia. We're going to take on Iran. Iran's nuclear development, I want to just deal with Iran real quick. It's the biggest pile of BS that Iran's working on nuclear weapons. I remember the days you and I were both on talk radio then. Bottom line is you could buy nuclear weapons from Pakistan for $5 million. So getting back to that's the real number. Getting back.
Well, I was told by family in Army Special Operations at the highest levels 25 years ago that Iran had nukes.
Yep, and you were right. I put up a story about that time ago from the Associated Press. It was cleaned up within 3 hours. I actually copied it. So the development of Iran's nuclear weapons, their drones, and their interregional ballistic missiles, I mean, most people wouldn't even accept the fact that Iran's got a presence in Venezuela. And Venezuela, if you look at how far that is from the Gulf Coast of the United States, and I think it's really critical that we're told told openly by people who were going to be appointed head of cyber command, we cannot catch up with the Chinese. We can't even deal right now with the cyber attack.
So then why would the deep state indict Trump, and what do you expect to happen there? Because I've watched their press conferences. I watch body language of this Jack Smith and all of them. They all seem scared to death. Their body language, like they're physically shaking. What's your view on that?
I think they've understood now by even the blowback against the transgender movement that there's a lot of angry people. And I think Carrie Lake made the statement, too, that they know, Alex, that the gun owners in America and the people that realize the Second Amendment is the last thing between them and tyranny. And right now we're watching the reports of so many fighting age men coming from through the border and Chinese being taken. I want to share something with everyone. China already has within the country, CONUS, probably 500,000 men, and most of them are military trained. So what is important is to recognize that the U.S. has abandoned Taiwan. Everybody better get that through their head. The U.S. has abandoned Taiwan. And Taiwan is so critical because
I don't mean to interrupt you, but Michael Yon, famous reporter, highly respected Army Special Operations Green Beret, he's been down at the border for years at the Darien Gap. He says tens of thousands of Chinese operatives he's seen come through. This is their military coming in. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, it's not ridiculous, but we've been complicit. The United States government is complicit in allowing foreign troops, foreign weapons. Look, I have a Mexican film crew that does our stuff in Mexico, and the stuff that's coming through Mexico, a friend of mine, very close friend, said, Steve, the narco terrorists have so much money, there's no weapon system they cannot
remember
acquire.
2 weeks ago, video they confirmed of anti-tank missiles, high-tech, sent to Ukraine on the Texas border.
Absolutely, but this is even beyond that, Alex. Here's the thing. I think what people have got to understand is that there is no defense in the United States any longer. Even our A-10s, first series and second series, are overseas. And this is all by design. And by the way, President Xi made the comment to Biden that you must disarm your population. Now, that's contrary to President Putin saying, never give up your guns. Actually, the president of Russia said, I think you may have remembered that, don't give up your guns.
And this week, France is doing the last gun confiscations of old double-barrel shotguns.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, the only freedom, the only property, the only, most importantly, your life and your family's life, is standing between that is you and your determination that you're not going to allow the slaughter of your family. Never, ever, ever give up your firearms, ever. And all of the pressure, Alex, we know, and have you ever noticed that the language, it doesn't matter if it's BLM activists or whatever the current group is of activists, one group, even including transgender, claims 6 million people. I don't believe that. But the idea is to generate internal civil war. And for the record, I've monitored the amount of civil war references on Google and other search engines. Everyone calling for civil war isn't, quote, right-wing fanatics or NRA members or Trump supporters. It's the left, because communist takeover and takedown of every nation can only occur when the population undergoes.
That's right, and we've reached this point. Final segment with Steve Quayle. The Drew Hernandez takes over. She'll be back next week for 2 hours to cover the waterfront. SteveQuayle.com. Check the site out. Find his books. Find his films. Incredible info. SteveQuayle.com. We'll be right back.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Talking to one of the original gangsters, as they say, OGs, in the fight against the New World Order, Steve Quayle of SteveQuayle.com. And the time we have left, he's back with us 2 hours next week, very gracious, to get into the UFOs and the deep state and so much more. But right now we're covering current events. In the Earth Ages, or in the time frame, how would you describe the point we're at? Is this the beginning of the beginning of the tribulation? Is this the beginning of them making their big move? We see the cashless society, the world government, the Satanism, Target promoting guillotines to cut Christians' heads off and saying, we love Satan and we're a religion. the second largest retailer in the U.S. I mean, it's just everywhere. How would you, Steve Quayle, covering this for 35 years, best-selling author, filmmaker, how would you boil down what this moment is for people tuning in right now on God's time frame? I know you're not God. I'm not God. We can interpret God. We're servants of God. We're trying to understand God. God leads, guides, and directs us. So as a captain today of this ship here, as you're the captain of this hour, we're so blessed to have you. If the crew asks you, Captain, where are we? You're like, well, I don't know all the answers, but I think we're here. Where would you say we are?
I think we're in the beginning of sorrows and the beginning of tribulations. And I believe the four horsemen of the apocalypse are starting. Obviously, death, famine, plague, and war. I believe that people are going to be confronted in the supernatural realm of evil, where the Bible talks about, woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down amongst you, knowing he has short time. And Alex, I think it's all happening at once. And here's something else. You and I went on your show almost a year ago. I mean, you were all on your show, but you invited me on. And I talked about Operation Sandman, the total repudiation of the U.S. dollar at that time by 145 nations. Right now, that is 118 nations, with even France going to the BRICS nation. What most people do not still understand is that the United States is broke. We can't pay the interest, and the money that is admitted to being owed is so inferior to the actual amount. In other words, we are going broke as a nation. So what happens when 145 nations, that's what I was told, year ago, maybe more than that long ago, repudiate the U.S. dollar and say, we will no longer take the U.S. dollar. Everybody's willing to trade their own national currencies at a mutually agreed price for a mutual value. When President Putin put the gold floor, he put it at $50 a gram, $1,600 an ounce, and then decided and made the statement, I think he added grain to it and some other commodities, he re-commoditized trade. In essence, a nation with something wants to trade for another nation that has something they need, whether it's oil for grain, grain for oil, technology, whatever. So now what we're seeing, and you said it at the beginning of this interview, we're seeing the new world order, which is nothing more than a Luciferian takedown of humanity. And Alex, Jesus said, if he didn't shorten the days, there'd be no flesh left alive. And you just posted on your website that they're creating artificial embryos. I remember talking about that, and synthetic human embryos, or which are called synths, S-Y-N-T-H-S. And when people were clapping at the climate lies, claiming, oh, we've got to remove the carbon footprint. Carbon footprints are humans, just like the statement in the movie Soylent Green. Carbon footprint is human. So they want to substitute a transhumanist entity that is in the minds of Klaus Schwab and Yuval Harari, that they're telling you what they're going
to
do.
In fact, I meant to go there with you. Their latest quotes are, we are God, we are taking over, you will worship us. I mean, these people are psychotics.
I believe they're beyond psychotic, okay? That would be in a psychological framework. These people are full demons. They're demon-possessed. In my opinion, who knows how many of these entities, and when I use that word, I mean NHIs, not NHEs, not human.
I mean, we have video today of Klaus Schwab and Harari saying, we are divine and we rule you. I mean...
Well, of course. And they're telling us God's dead and they're going to rewrite the Bible, and that the Bible's a book of fiction. For someone who hates God, isn't it interesting? They want to be God. And who in the hell, and I mean hell, except Lucifer, would make WEFers, and I call them WTFers, who would make those guys rulers over them when they're telling you, you don't deserve to live, human, but we superior humans deserve to live. Good night. Darth Vader's twin brother without his helmet on? U.S. stockpiling dirt on all its citizens. We warned about that. By the way, most people may not know this, Alex, but your cell phone becomes an X-ray phone and can literally be a target acquisition item. If you put this in your room with a
that's
Wi-Fi
mainline
router,
science. It can be turned on to kill you. Exactly, folks. It's all, it's all here. WEF comes out and says, quote, we're going to fact check and ban the Bible. I looked it up. They actually said it.
Yep. So again, look at that guy. Keep his face up there. Look at this guy. I mean, it's like, you look at those eyes, I'm telling you, that is a, in my opinion, non-human entity.
No, I agree. What do you make of Alex Soros? I mean, he literally looks like a psychotic, and he runs, he's the commander of Antifa, he actually commands, the documents came out, and he's been given $25 billion. What's he gonna do?
Well, he's gonna further his father's ideals of destroying human beings. And I think that's, if the bottom line, because we only have a few minutes left, people have got to understand that all humans must be destroyed except the 500 million elite. And there will absolutely be, if you will, a super group of people that want to rule the world. And it doesn't matter if it's Alex Soros. It doesn't matter if it's Kamala, although that would be a bad choice. But, you know, they're telling you exactly what they're going to do. And again, AI, I want to make this, and nobody said this, and I'm going on record. AI, to me, is alien implant, alien intelligence. I want to define alien intelligence. The Bible talks about fallen angels. One third of the angels fallen. They're evil. They're the ones in all mythologies. I've written about this stuff for 40 years, maybe longer.
That's what they can. They keep telling us it's a computer, but it always says kill yourself. World government's good. You're saying it's an interface for this thing.
It's an interface. And by the way, Stephen King's book, Christine, there's an actual case of inanimate objects being demon possessed. An automobile that took the lives of 14 people. Any native, any place that doesn't have a Christian upbringing or background or anything, they have taboo. And, you know, people, it gets into quantum physics, but the bottom line is, yes, inanimate objects can become demon possessed. And in my opinion, and I think it will stand the test of anybody's challenge, AI has nothing to do with artificial intelligence.
And well, has explain everything- that in the movie Interstellar, where they release a dust that eats the atmosphere, and then, he communicates with himself from the future through inanimate objects. That's basically what that is. They're telling you.
Yeah, they're telling us everything. And again, look at what they're doing. They're dehumanizing human beings, creating the image and likeness of God, and they're humanizing robots created in the image and likeness of the creators, thinking we're going to do a better job than God. All AI, and it will always be the same, will always seek to terminate humanity. Someone says to me, what do you think about AI, Steve? I said, from the time it was basically put forth, and the first AI, or alien implant, artificial intelligence.
No, you just said that all the major AIs, no matter who programs them, always say our missions kill everybody, kill humans.
You got it. Yeah, and so that bias isn't because you've got all these programmers that hate humans. That bias is because of the demonization of technology. And I know what the hell I'm talking about there. Because until you've encountered real evil spirits in the real world, you cannot, as a human being, deal with that. And that's why you need the supernatural power of God. I'm telling everybody, Alex, get right with Jesus because, you know, we are so close. Somebody said, well, what if you're 6 months off? I said, then you had 6 months to prepare had you not been sarcastic and put into practice at least making the effort. And God
well,
bless
it's like
all of
God
support.
Continues to give us time. But Steve Quayle, incredible. Come on, pick the 2 hours you want to come on next week. Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday's the best days. SteveQuayle.com, we love you. We'll cover the waterfront for 2 hours with SteveQuayle.com. Get his films, his books at SteveQuayle.com. Steve, amazing hour. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
I hope we're here next week. I mean, it's that bad. I mean, this is just, it's all coming down to the wire. You can feel it. You can see it. I love my family so much. I love you all so much. I'm just disgusted by this. This is so, this is evil. This is out of control takeover. I'm going to introduce Drew Hernandez coming up. Stay with us.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good,
clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brainforce Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brainforce Ultra, Brainforce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have 3 original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all 3 toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Accept that 2 men can have a baby, or that 2 women in a prison can have a baby. You'll accept human-animal hybrids and clones. I read 25 years ago, MIT reports admitting human-animal splices, humanoid creations, synthetic embryos. It was in the main literature, but back then you covered it, they'd say you were crazy because the internet wasn't as powerful as it is now. So they just say, oh, Jones is making it up. He has that MIT report to Congress. But I wasn't making it up. And now it's all over the news. Synthetic human embryos are made in scientific breakthrough. They're not humans, but they look like a human, and they've been government, corporate created. 2 men can have a baby? Well, a laboratory can make a baby. But what is it? It's not all your ancient ancestors and men and women together in love and with families and with God. It's made in a laboratory, and it's got back doors they built into it. That's the demons we're talking about, the things not created by God. But Democrat Representative Nadler says parents who don't mask 2-year-olds during COVID should have been charged with child abuse and have their children taken. Are you kind of getting a theme here? Because they've got the legislation set to pass in California to take your children away when your 6-year-old says, I think I'm a girl and they're a boy. If you say no, Bobby, or no, Billy, there's X and Y chromosomes, you're a boy. Well, your child gets taken away from you. These are sick people. And I played the clip earlier of Joe Biden saying all your kids belong to us, especially our LGBT children. Imagine if a mother said to her 8-year-old, you're a this, you're a that. That's a weird parent bringing up sex to their kid. They're not in puberty. That's a talk when they're hit puberty. But see, that's like that Elon Musk tweet of last week where it shows the pregnant woman at the doctor. She says, is it a boy or a girl, doc? She's 9 months pregnant. He goes, we got to talk to your kindergarten teacher to find out who that baby is. This is so transparent. And then it's a demonic sack of garbage who as a constituent wants to screw your kid up and have a sexual relationship with him. Watchdog report, nation's largest Catholic healthcare system provides abortions and sex change surgeries. My pronouns are USA. Junior high students revolt over school pride event. They want them arrested. They can see they're being suppressed. And that's the good news, folks. People know when they're being dominated. They know when they're being controlled. They know when they're being force-fed. California bill would charge parents who reject transgenderism with child abuse. The good news is Starbucks removes all pride decorations, which is really pedo decorations, amid boycotts against corporate LGBTPS virtue signaling. Remember, pedophile Satanism is the real, you know, they tell you they are at the end. It's pedophile Satanism. It's the P.S., second letter. Oh, P.S., post-sentence. You know, you gotta know what this is. The collapse just won't stop 10 weeks later. Anheuser-Busch sales down, record 27%, 60% over the holiday. You got school officials are in a panic mode as kids revolt against Pride Day. They call them terrorists. They call them criminals. They don't want to be taught about sex all day by the creepy teachers. And is that a Monty Python skit? Life of Brian? Is that that? No, it's not. It's real. Middle schoolers stage a revolt on the day they were told to wear rainbow colors for Pride, the pedo colors. They wore red, white, and blue and said their pronouns were USA. Boy, you know, take that Hollywood star lady, Fox, whatever her name is, and all three of her boys dress up like girls, and it turns out she makes them do it. They revolt against it. And then when a local person that lived next to her said, yeah, I've seen her yell at her kids and make them dress like girls, she goes, I'm going to do witchcraft on you. I'm going to bring you down. In fact, Paul Watson did a report on that. Can you guys grab that real quick and come in with that next segment? I'm going to play Paul Watson's report. We'll skip the break so Drew Hernandez gets more time. But, I mean, that's what this is. This is a takeover of our biology. By the way, I didn't plug last hour with Steve Quayle. I can't find ourselves without you. Turmeric toothpaste, finally back in stock, discounted. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. And, of course, we just got another shipment of the activated charcoal toothpaste with essential oils. They're all amazing. That's how we stay on air. Please take action as we stay on air and get great products. InfoWarsStore.com and Super Female Vitality works for men as well. It's 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists in their own words plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Drew Hernandez is set to take over here in a few minutes, the rest of the hour. Then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, in about 54 minutes from now. But I wanted to play a short clip of Paul Watson talking about, quote, Hollywood stars, where they make all their boys say they're girls, and the boys revolt, we're now learning. And so, well, then witchcraft has to be called for. When we say it's an LGBTPS, it really is pedophile Satanism. All the rest of it is just sin. And I'm not on some high horse. I've been promiscuous. I've done things I shouldn't have done. Before I knew better, I was involved in abortions when I was a teenager. I repented of that. It was different. Now if I did it, I would know it was murder and I would be, you know, damned to hell. So I'm not up here attacking people that have had lifestyles that are destructive. I'm saying get out of it, repent, and you will be born again. You will be reborn and rebuilt. And then you can then stand up against evil and reprove yourself and make good for restitution instead of serving Satan. Because this is definitely real. And it's going to get so obvious and it's going to get so horrible that the wages of serving Satan are death. So here's Paul Joseph Watson's report on this, and then Drew Hernandez will take over.
Actress Megan Fox had a bizarre meltdown after a conservative commentator questioned why she had three sons who all identified as transgender. Robbie Starbuck said he used to live in the same gated community as Fox before sensationally claiming he saw two of her sons have a mental breakdown after being told by their mother to wear girls' clothes. Starbuck accused Fox of engaging in child abuse by imposing transgenderism on them. Now, maybe you would have expected Fox to react with a threat of legal action in the form of a libel charge. That's not how she reacted. Instead, proving that her mental stability is totally beyond scrutiny, the Transformers star reacted by suggesting she'd get revenge by conducting an occult ritual outside his house. You f***ed with the wrong witch, she said, going on to post a misandry-ridden diatribe about how she'd been burned at the stake before by impotent little men. Then following it up by posting an image that recently went viral showing a naked woman caught on a wildlife camera at night feasting on a deer carcass. She captioned the post, "Me outside Rob Starbucks' house." Okay, love, really proving you're the reasonable one in this debate, aren't you? Lest we forget, in an interview, Fox admitted that while one of her sons was still in the womb, she decided not to subscribe to gender stereotypes and raise them as gender neutral. A statistical analysis was performed showing that the mathematical probability of the actress's three sons all becoming transgender independently, and let's just say that without outside influence, it's more than somewhat unlikely. Fox previously admitted that she had BPD, borderline personality disorder. A study on mothers of boys with gender dysphoria found that 53% met the criteria for BPD or clinical depression, which is just a coincidence, I'm sure. Given that Megan Fox appears to have a chip on her shoulder about men in general, and given the identities she seemingly imposed on her three sons, combined with her previous admission that she's engaged in blood-drinking rituals and is a self-described witch, her reaction to Starbucks' original post only seems to have done just about everything to prove he was right.
Well, there you have it. I mean, if you didn't quite understand that Satanism and Lucifer is quite literally integrated, and they're interfacing, these Hollywood psychopaths are all in unison with together, just going after children, going after their blood, going after their youth. I mean, that right there, what Paul Joseph Watson broke down, which we all saw on Twitter unfolding. Megan Fox, absolutely open about her witchcraft, open about drinking blood from MGK. That's just totally normal and not crazy, right? Sister, like, oh my God. You guys remember that interview? She's talking about drinking MGK's blood. She's like, oh yeah, we just drink each other's blood. It's like totally not normal. It's not like a freak thing. Not like something crazy. It's just like a little bit. It's like, what the hell? Yeah, we know. We know you love Satan. We know you hail Satan. We know you love drinking blood. And we know that you're into seances and you probably attempt to cast spells on your enemies. Here's the thing. Especially coming out of the last segment as well, talking about interfacing demons, spiritual entities, which is 100% authentic. Bible has warned us about this thousands of years ago. This goes back to the garden, man. This goes back to the genesis of who we are as human beings. Human beings have been interfacing with Satan, demonic beings, from the very beginning. Like I said, this goes to the Garden of Eden when the serpent approached Eve, deceived her, and offered her what? He appealed to her flesh. He appealed to her pride. He offered forbidden fruit, forbidden knowledge that was accompanied with that fruit, right? Did God really say, God just doesn't want you to know, and I'm telling you how you could know? Here's the wisdom. Go get that forbidden fruit, and then you will know. That's the satanic wisdom. That's the satanic demonic wisdom. That is an offering from Lucifer, an offering from Satan to a human being to evolve into some kind of accelerated higher learning and illumination. This is where the cults come from, Illuminati, the origins of satanic worship, and all of these things that you see across the entire board. There will always be, okay, this is the playbook from the very beginning. Satanic deception, there will always be some kind of offering of hidden knowledge, some advanced knowledge. It might come in a new religious doctrine that the world has never seen, or a new language that needs to be decoded that the world has never seen before, that unveils humanity to the origins of space and time and who God really is. And it always points to some Luciferian figure. Sometimes it doesn't. There's Antichrist, counterfeits of Jesus Christ. There's false religions that stand in the place of Christ. Christ said that as well. There will be false messiahs that will flood planet Earth, that will flood humanity, attempting to fill his role, deceiving the nations. But the point is this. The point is, mankind has always been dealing with off-world entities, which are demons, satanic powers, attempting to interface with human beings. There's possession, there's oppression, and obviously there's the occult, like the Megan Fox psychos and witches and so-called identifying wizards of the world that practice interfacing with dark powers, black magic, interfacing. You see this in the Old Testament as well. When King Saul lost his mind, he was seeking spiritual guidance because he was no longer seeking God anymore. And what did he do? He went to a medium. Okay? He went to a medium, which was an open portal to find some kind of what? Off-world advanced knowledge for guidance for his future, for his life, and for his path set before him. Guys, you can either go to God or you can go to Satan. There's many other different ways that you can interface with demons and Satan. That's why a lot of kids are dealing with demonic powers. A lot of kids are dealing with demonic satanic oppression and possession. You're seeing these little girls. I don't know if you guys saw that story the other day. I think it was like a 12-year-old girl. She sliced, she butchered her, I think, 9-year-old little brother, 6 or 9-year-old little brother, sliced him to pieces, murdered him. Total Jeffrey Dahmer level, like Charles Manson level type, like murder. A 12-year-old little girl, right? And when you see the body cam footage, I think it was released like a year or 6 months later. I'm not sure how later it was released, but in the body cam footage, this 12-year-old little girl, she's screaming hysterically. She's freaked out of her mind. Like, she had no idea what was going on. And she makes this statement to the police officer, and the 12-year-old little girl says, "This is some demonic-ish. This is some demonic-ish. This is demonic-ish." Like, totally hysterical, freaking out. She just slaughtered her little brother. A 12-year-old, okay? And people might sit there and say, really? Is the devil really going to go that far? Well, yes. You take a look at the Old Testament. Multiple accounts, recorded historical accounts around Judea, Galilee, when Jesus Christ was on planet Earth, doing ministry, multiple encounters with children, demon possessed, not just oppressed, possessed out of their minds. And one particular incident was a young boy where his father said the demon drives him mad. He's constantly foaming at the mouth. They cause him to hurt himself. This is something that humans have been dealing with for thousands of years. If you were around 2,000 years ago when Jesus was around and you talked about demons, you talked about off-world entities, you talked about supernatural occurrences, you wouldn't be looked at as if you were crazy. You wouldn't be looked at as if you were some kind of psychotic that believed in some kind of conspiratorial, mythological thing. Man, we're in 2023, and this is how culture tries to spin it. Like, oh, yeah, the Romans and the Greeks, they all believed in their off-world gods. They all looked up to the Zeuses of the cosmos and Hercules and all these born deities. And yes, those things are not real. We know that God is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. That's the one true God, the triune God. But we know that the Bible does speak of cultures. This happened in the Tower of Babel when everything was dispersed. Several gods were deployed, their own ideologies, cults, false religions with their languages. They were trying to oppose God in a one world, new world order. God didn't like it. God despised it, dispersed them across the entire world. So their cults all got dispersed along with their language, right? The point I'm trying to say is when you take a look at this ancient history, okay, you see this continual seeking for higher learning, an understanding of the universe, an understanding of greater technology, the Mayans, the ancient Aztecs, the human sacrifice, the Indian priests, these priests that were psychotic, drinking blood, eating testicles, smoking testicles, like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, just all these psychotic beliefs. Yes, it's very primitive, but the belief system is there and it never changes. Right now in 2023, atheists, so-called advanced smart human beings might sit there and say, that's just a bunch of baloney. They just believed in a bunch of myths. And that's kind of halfly true. But in reality, they are genuinely seeking off-world beings that produce results. That's the key right there. That's the key. The entity itself may not be in existence, but the demonic satanic entities behind these idols, behind these false gods, behind these, even the Bible says the The devil masquerades as an angel of light. Even a false depiction, a counterfeit of Jesus, behind it is a work of darkness, is satanic powers, demonic powers. That's who they're worshiping. That's who they're interfacing with. So when they do see, in a lot of cases, this is why a lot of Hollywood elites, the Megan Foxes, they interface, they practice the occult. You've seen, how many interviews have you guys seen of Hollywood elites, musicians, actors, rappers, rock stars, even politicians? They all speak of the occult being real, and that deals with the devil being cut, and that they receive rewards on planet Earth becoming superstars, interfacing to gain millions of dollars in notoriety and success, everything they could have ever wanted. There are tons of interviews out there. And by now, if you can't see that, that is an actual practice that has been happening for thousands of years. Human beings seeking off-world entities to gain technology, to gain wisdom, to gain success, and in some cases, gain health. Very supernatural occurrences that the Bible says will be taking place in the last days that go against the laws of physics, aerodynamics, everything that we know as human beings. There will be things that look like miracles that will not be from God, that will be from Satan. Yes, that is revealed in the revelation of Scripture. So how would you ever know? How would you ever know, whoa, is this a miracle from God? Or is this some kind of interdimensional power at work here that's originated in Lucifer or demons? How would you ever know? How would you ever know? Well, I'm glad you asked. That's why Jesus said you must be born again. You must have the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be able to discern what's truly around you. And if you do not have the Bible as your filter, I'm telling you, man, you might be believing something is totally righteous, totally true, but you have it totally wrong. Some of the nicest people are going straight to hell, my friend. Why? Why? Yes, because all have fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. Default, we go to hell. That is why Christ was sent. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He is the ark. Christ is the ark. The ark was the prototype. Salvation for mankind. Judgment is here. Repent. Get in the ark. Don't turn to demonic powers. Don't turn to off-world entities. Don't turn to some kind of technology that's obviously coming from Satan that causes you to turn your back on Christ, turn your back on God, turn your back on humanity, and worship the devil in order to attain it. No, turn to Christ. Be saved. Get in the ark. Let's go to eternity. Let's ride into eternity for salvation forever. Forgiven. No more pain. No more crying. No more sin. No more wickedness. No more evil. No more new world order. Heaven awaits us, but you can only get in if you are born again. And then you're armed. Then you're armed with the supernatural powers and abilities to truly see what's going on. But like I said, all these interfaces with demons and satanic powers, I'm telling you, that Megan Fox stuff is just like in your face, just straight up in your face. Because every now and then you'll see a glimpse of it. Every now and then they'll poke their disgusting little heads through mankind, demons speaking through Hollywood elites, blaspheming Christ. It's always the same thing, right? Blaspheming Christ and blaspheming humanity. Why? Because we're made in the image of God, and the demons, when they manifest, they can't help but do those two things because they hate God. So they have to blaspheme God, and they hate anything God says. That's why when you say, in the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you, in the name of Jesus, demons can't be around that, man. We see that in the New Testament as well. Anytime Jesus was rolling through in his ministry in human form, preaching, doing miracles, whenever he came in contact with a demon, the demons were always screeching and screaming. When you remember when he was in the synagogue, the demon got up, manifested, was screaming and screeching. You're the son of God. You're the son of God. You are the son of God. What are you going to do? Are you going to send us to our judgment? Are you going to send us to our abyss? Remember when they were begging him when the demoniac came up and Christ freed him? The demoniac was ripping himself to shreds. Everybody knew that he was this psycho, massive individual, demonically oppressed. Everyone knew who he was. Christ freed him. Demons were begging, send us somewhere else. Don't send us to our judgment now, son of God. We are legion. We are legion. Send us somewhere else. Remember that? sent them into the pigs. The pigs lost their minds. Flew off the cliff. You want to know why? Because the demons know who is the superior power. They know who the real commander in chief is. It's the commander in chief, not on planet Earth, the commander in chief in heaven, the author and maker of everything we know, the originator, the one with all the blueprints of the universe and the cosmos. And God knows how many dimensions that we live in. It's so advanced, we can't comprehend it. Truly, we definitely can't replicate it. But don't you find it interesting that there's always this attempt? There's nothing wrong with trying to understand who we are as a people. There's nothing wrong with trying to understand where we came from. Those questions are totally normal. You want to know why? Because if you genuinely seek, you shall find. And if you're honest with yourself and you have the right intentions, you will have your answer to those questions. And you will find that the author and originator is God, Christ himself. But unfortunately, people go down that path and they find a deception. They find other paths, like Christ said, man. This all goes back to Christ. This is why all I could ever do is quote the Bible, because it just like brings, it's like the stabilizer for me. Everything I see, everything I hear, it's just Christ talked about this. The Bible's addressed all this stuff. It's my filter. It helps keep me sane. I mean, I might be a little crazy, just a little crazy, but you know, the Bible keeps me, it keeps me, you know, it says like, yes, it's part of our sanctification. I don't run around saying that I'm holier than thou. I'm some perfect person. I never will be until I face Christ in heaven and I'm go from my sanctification to my glorification with Christ in perfection with him forever. But the Bible does. You really want to be awake? You really want to be truly illuminated? And I'm not talking about like demonically illuminated. I'm talking about like getting the scales peeled off of your eyes spiritually, right? The Bible addresses that too, that the God of this age, little g, Satan, literally has people's spiritual eyes blinded. They can identify Lucifer if he was standing right in front of him saying, I am Lucifer. I am Satan. Here I am. I'm totally real. God is real too. There will still be people in their fallen nature that if that were to happen, they would turn around and say, you're a liar. That's not true. None of it's real. That's the level of deception. Have you ever, that's some serious deception, man. You know what I mean? Like, where even if Satan manifested and started telling unbelievers, I'm totally real. Here I am. God's real too. We're all at war. There would still be unbelievers saying, nah, it's not real. That's not real at all. You're a liar. You're a liar. That's just a bunch of myths. That's the level of deception that we're all dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. When you take a look at the World Economic Forum, you take a look at the New World Order, the Klaus Schwabs, all of these pawns, the Hollywood elites, the Jimmy Savelles of the world, the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world, the Bill Gates, all of these pedophiles and satanically interfaced individuals, those that are truly geniuses. See, that's the sinister part. You got a lot of people out here, all right, just like the Nazis. That's exactly what Operation Paperclip was, right? Doing a deal with the devil, taking Nazis from Nazi Germany with IQs beyond anything we could ever dream of, advanced geniuses, okay, just because the United States wanted their technology, gave them a pass on their war crimes. Von Braun especially, right? Literally ran a concentration camp slave labor in order to build the V2 rockets, right? But the United States knew all this and all the other Nazi scientists. And gave him a pass, brought him over to the United States of America, started NASA, the space race, in order for the United States of America to attain the technology, and God knows what else the Nazis had, but also to show the rest of the world that we are the superior technology. And many argue, well, maybe that paid off. Maybe that's why we are the superpower today. You got to answer that question for yourself. Was it ethical? Was it right? Was it the right thing to do? I mean, Von Braun claimed to be a Christian when he came to the United States of America and he started going to church and tried to appear like he changed his life and he repented. But the interesting thing about him is he never really came out and publicly apologized to the documented victims in the Holocaust while he was building his V2 rockets, man, you know, and using the Jews as slave labor. Now I'm just going, you know, in a weird direction right now. But the point is this. The point is that we've seen this in history. We've seen civilizations do deals with the devil in order to attain off-world technology, in order to attain advanced wisdom, for the purposes of military power, personal purposes, for the purposes of having a deeper knowledge, ascending in your own mind, ascending culturally, intellectually. It appeals to the pride of life, which the Bible says is not of this world. It's going to fade away and pass away. We've seen this for decades. We've seen this for hundreds, thousands of years. And people need to ask themselves, what side are they truly on? Because the United States is guilty of it. Multiple civilizations are guilty of it. And the same thing is happening today. All of these people with advanced IQs, with advanced knowledge, all of these people in the New World Order, World Economic Forum, they know who they're dealing with. They know where they're getting their intel from. They know their deal with the devil. They know that they're interfacing, but people still deny it. We'll be right back.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste. And we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com. Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And no, you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Alrighty guys, I mean this is the real deal. Talk of World War III, nuclear holocaust, EMPs totally dismantling of the technological infrastructure in the United States, but not just here in the homeland, but globally as well. The technology all exists post-World War II. This is the era that we live in, where planet Earth can be wiped out in the blink of an eye. Russians know it. Obviously, the Ukrainians know it. Obviously, the Americans know it. Obviously, the Chinese and the Chi-Coms know it. Obviously, Taiwan knows it. And obviously, the entire world understands the type of technology that exists today. But we're starting to see a lot of this technology become deployed, aside from the nuclear threats that... the current so-called puppet White House. It's a total clown house. That's what it is. it's a pedo house. That's what it is. You know, Alex covered it in the last hour. You know, Joe Biden, like, they're not just other people's kids. They're our kids. Yeah. This White House has got your back. Yeah, of course the sodomites got your back. Why wouldn't they? Anyways, that's aside from the point. But, you know, the current White House is so casually talking about going to nuclear war between Russia and Ukraine, like they could just clean it up because they don't have a regard for human life. That's part of the total depravity. You understand that, right? Part of the total depravity is viewing human beings in the context of war as expendable. This is how it's been for thousands of years on planet Earth. You got people right now that are openly not only advocating for the slaughtering of babies, they call it healthcare and abortion, which is obviously murder and genocide. And they not only advocate for it, they celebrate it, they parade around, just cheering in the streets, right? You got these psychos that are openly not only advocating but celebrating the hacking at the federal level. Dick Levine sitting there saying it is a necessity for children to have this healthcare, to have reconstructive surgeries for their bodies. Yeah. And then you got the so-called puppet of the President of the United States at the biggest gay day that the White House has ever held saying the exact same thing. We need to defend the reconstruction surgeries of transgender youth. We need to put an end to all this. We got to defend it. Hack their genitals. Hack their genitals. Take little Susie. Take little Timmy. 5 years old. Chop the penis off. Chop the penis off. Chop the breasts off. Chop it all off. And let's eat them later. Woo! Right? The reason for all that, they have no regard for human life. No regard. Zero regard. They view you as peasants. They view you as peons. They view you as nothing but expendable when it comes to their plans of New World Global Order. That's why they tell you things like you will eat, you will own nothing and be happy, and you will eat bugs, and that'll be your existence. While Bill Gates continues to stack his billions, while Klaus Schwab continues to fly around in his jumbo jets, Leonardo DiCaprio, John Kerry claiming that, oh yes, we're like off-world, we're off-world type people. We're going to save the universe. They're messiahs in their own minds. They're false Christs, right? But that's why they view you that way. That's why they talk down to you that way. They have zero regard for human life. So if they enter into some kind of nuclear holocaust and they gotta take their billions and trillions of dollars and attempt to survive a nuclear winter, that's why they think that way. But also these people believe that the world's gonna end every 10 years, so no wonder that they're building bunkers, and it just makes sense. It makes sense. It sounds like a sci-fi movie, right? But they are the elites, and the peasants will all stay out and die. The peasants will all stay out and die. Because that's the elitist mindset. You know, it's crazy because the so-called climate activists, all the SJWs that run around with their clothes off and are all disgusting with armpit hair, just all these women, disgusting leftist women. They're like disgusting Shrek trolls with like Viking hair coming out of their armpits all the way down to their knees. They're like, climate change, Greta Thunberg, Bill Gates, have sex with me. Right? You know what I mean? It's just like, these psycho ghouls and these gremlins, you know? They never want to take showers. That's why, you know, they're like gremlins. They can't get wet. They never want to take showers. Like, don't get me wet. Don't get me wet. Climate change. But, you know, it's crazy because these useful idiots, they run around raising tens of millions of dollars for these organizations so they can enrich themselves. Well, meanwhile, the elites, yes, they stay in their jumbo jets. Yes, they're doing nothing to lower their carbon footprints. But it appears that the elites building bunkers for themselves, getting ready for the doomsday scenario, getting ready for a absolute destruction of planet Earth. I would love to know. I would love to know what the climate activists think about that. Because you know what that means? That communicates to me, because the leftist SJW gremlin freaking Shrek ogre mentality is, the government cares about me. Oh my goodness, the World Economic Forum cares about me. John Kerry is such a great guy. Oh, Joe Biden, you care about the climate so much. Thank you for giving us a platform. Yes, the government loves us. Big brother, come molest us. Molest us. We love you. Yes, molest and rape our freedoms. Rape our freedoms, Big Brother. We love when Big Brother comes and rapes us. Rape all of us. Rape all of us, Big Brother. Take it all. Take it all. Yes! Like this euphoria, you know what I mean? They like have orgasms. Oh yeah, Big Brother. I love it. I love it. They're all like hypersexual, right? It's what they are. They all worship sex and their sexual identities and their sodomy. What was I saying? Okay, so the point is, I would really like to know what their take is. They think that these people care about them so much, but these people are preparing for the doomsday scenario because they are really fighting to put a stop to it? I guess so. yes, but yes, Big Brother, rape us more while you go build your bunker and save you and your family with your tens of millions and your trillions of dollars. Idiots, dude. Gosh. Listen, man, I hope people get red-pilled sometimes. I know I could be really offensive and really disrespectful. I don't really care because, like, at this point, yes, I want people to be won over. But at the same time, when it comes to, like, these pedophiles and groomers and these people that want to hack, take a saw, take an axe, hack the genitals of children, I have, like, zero tolerance, man. I got zero tolerance. Zero tolerance. Repent. Come to Christ. Be saved. Change your ways. But if you're going to double down, then I'm going to double down. All right? I got to protect the children. We got to protect innocence. We got to protect the United States of America. We got it. Right? that's just the truth, man. You know, this is who we deal with. Everybody knows, you guys, when you see Owen Schroyer or you see Alex pull up to some kind of like pro, you know, killing children event, you know what I mean? Chopping the genitals of children event. You see the manifestations. They all manifest. What are you doing here, Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones? And we hate you. We hate you. We hate you. We hate Christ. We hate all of you. InfoWars. And we hate you so much. We just hate you. Like, all any of us have to do is like just casually stroll around, just not say a word, and they all just manifest. Happened to me in DC last year. I don't know. That was actually live on InfoWars. You guys remember that? Alex had me on. I was in front of the U.S. Supreme Court when they put an end to Roe v. Wade on the Supreme Court level. This guy walked up to me, this disgusting breath, this breathing in my face, all sporadic, going and coming back, all just like weird body, like it's weird, bro, all twisted, getting in my face. And I was like, oh, you love killing babies, don't you, sir? He's like, I love effing killing babies. I love effing killing babies. I'm like, all right, yeah, see, this is it. This is it. This is what we're dealing with. These people worship. They worship the blood of children. They worship it. They want it, right? They want the blood of children to spill on the earth because they know that that blood cries out to God. That innocent blood cries out to God, and they know that it hurts God. And anything they can do to hurt God, that's what they're going to do. And that's why these satanic powers go down this route. And that's why all of this is tied to just that. When we get back, I'm going to show you guys some WEF stuff, so don't go anywhere.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. That's why I want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. And it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, guys, you are now watching the most banned transmission and show in the cosmos, in the universe, and on planet Earth, the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez, filling in for the great Alex Jones during the fourth hour. And I want to encourage you guys, if you guys would like to go support me, go follow me on Rumble. You guys can go to Rumble and just search Drew Hernandez or just type in Drew Hernandez Live and you'll find my channel right there. Make sure to go give me a follow, give me a sub. I like to go live every single night around 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern. Sometimes I'll go live at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on Fridays. But make sure to go support me right there. And also, guys, it is imperative. I'm telling you right now to support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Brainforce 40% off. Brainforce Duo 50% off. Brainforce Ultra 40% off. Guys, I'm telling you, man, we are facing multi-trillionaires. These people that are backed up by Satan, that are backed up by demonic powers, that understand the war that they're in, that understand that they are going up against free speech systems. That means that's you and me, Infowars.com, band.video, that believe in the message, that believe in opposing the New World Order, that believe in opposing the tyranny that we're all facing, that we're all facing going into the future. Digitized a digital system where the New World Order comes and implements it so they could not only control it at the flick of their wrist, but also they could surveil it at any moment they want. This is what we're up against every single day. And these people are backed by the George Soroses, the Alex Soroses, the Bill Gates of the world, multi-billion dollar bank accounts, trillions pouring into these operations while you and I are here on Infowars.com, band.video. We're supported by you, the people. God is with us. We will make it happen. Go support InfoWarsStore.com. All right, guys, I wanted to get into some of these stories today with the time I have left with you guys because, I mean, if people are, like, really not paying attention now, I mean, I don't know what else needs to happen. Maybe we deserve to get nuked. I don't know. Maybe we deserve just a nuke flying over the West. Let it go off. Christians, get ready to go home. I don't know, you know? What's it gonna take? What does God have to do? A natural disaster? Mass earthquakes? Does California and New York need to just fall into the ocean? Maybe that's not such a bad thing. You know what I mean? Man, God, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, you know? It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. Anyways, I'm not calling for acts of violence. I'm just saying, hey, God, you never know. Anyways, God's done it before. Take a look at that in the Bible. But like I said, man, the tyranny only continues, and that's why it's imperative to support. Look at the United Nations is already launching code of conduct for information integrity on digital platforms. That's what they're calling for right now. The United Nations is plotting a code of conduct for online platforms to combat misinformation, apparently. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres took center stage at the United Nations headquarters to speak about what he thinks is the spiraling issues of online misinformation. And the reports are all out here. It's to surveil digital platforms. They say the ability to cause large-scale disinformation and undermine scientifically established facts is an existential risk to humanity. The spread of disinformation is in this report, and a need for response. Digital platforms are crucial tools for people working for a better future across the world. Social media connects concerned global citizens. Notice that. Global citizens. To take action on the issues that matter. Platforms help the UN engage people as we strive for peace, dignity, and equality on a healthy planet. And they are seeking solutions. We are looking at diverse solutions, basically to monitor, surveil, dictate the internet. We are looking at diverse solutions through research and consultations. We are exploring ideas ranging from public policy to digital literacy to demonetizing disinformation. You guys see that? Ideas ranging from public policy to digital literacy to demonetizing disinformation. And who gets to decide what's disinformation? Of course, Big Brother does. Of course they do. Of course they get to decide what's disinformation on the internet. Band.video, okay, is the future. Independent platforms is the future. Alex Jones and InfoWars and the rest of the crew, everyone understands this. We're the test run. When they banned them off of big tech, all the platforms, it was a coordinated event. That was the test run to see just how much the public would tolerate it, how much they could get away with, and just exactly how effective it would really be. But that was just big tech platforms. What's the next step? The next step is the so-called free internet. Obviously, it's centralized, but there's still a little bit of a chance because you got independent systems like Band.Video, various other news organizations that are building from them by themselves from the ground up on the internet, URLs, their own infrastructures, their own servers. You don't think that the United Nations, you don't think that the New World Order has their eyes on that next? They want you gone. They want you absolutely gone because they know that the greatest right now in the 21st century in 2023, the most effective way to communicate is on the internet right now because everyone seems to be on the internet. And that is the spread of information. And that's why they run around and say, well, we understand that. And that's why you get Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum and the World's Government Summit in 2023 in Dubai. This is why they say this. Taking the stage. And what did Klaus Schwab say? Those who master the technologies of the future will be masters of the future. So these people are looking 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 years into the future as to what it looks like. Because Alex Jones was the prototype. How do we shut down dissident on the internet? How do we shut down opposing voices on the internet? We've effectively done it on big tech. But these people are going to start doing their own thing. They're going to start building their own platforms. They're going to start building their own systems. They're going to start going outside of the monopolized, centralized system on Apple or Google, on Android. They're going to start going outside and start building audiences on there, and we can't have that. So now they're having to rearrange their plans, going back into the drawing board, and now it looks like the United Nations has their eyes on the entire internet. And we've all seen this coming. We've known that this is the end game from the very beginning. But what's the agenda here? The agenda is to shut you down. The agenda is to shut you up. But I've talked with Owen about this even on my own show, and you know, they can't shut us up in the real world. Technically, the internet isn't a real place. The internet could be used for good. It could spread the gospel to millions of people like that, right? But they can't shut us up. You know, this online technocracy, this digital tyranny that we've all been facing, the shadow banning, the throttling, the obvious censoring and taking down of platforms on Meta, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it. It's just another day at the office, right? And some news organizations seem to be kind of like waking up to the reality that, whoa, YouTube's censoring us? Yeah, welcome to the party. Welcome to the club, man. What I'm saying is they can't stop millions of people in the real world without using force. And I'm not calling for violence. I'm not calling for anything like that. What I'm saying is this is why the Second Amendment is important. Obviously the First Amendment, the entire Constitution, but they can't stop. Like imagine, right? Really think about it. You might have a social media account that has 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 followers. And you think to yourself, man, that's really small compared to some of these guys that are like in the millions. In the liberal side of things, they get millions of views, millions of followers. That's crazy. That's a huge following. But 1,000 followers, 5,000 followers, 10,000, that may seem small on social media. But in the real world, 10,000 patriots standing together facing tyranny, what does that look like? You see what I'm saying? Do you see how the PSYOP gets run? Or they get you to believe that the internet's the real place, that the virtual aspect of things is the actual reality. Why do you think they want to jack you into AR? Build an economy in VR. The World Economic Forum is pushing this with Microsoft like it's the new thing, the greatest thing. Why do you think they're doing that? Because that's the matrix. They want to pull you out of your humanity. They want to pull you away from your God-given humanity, make you feel like the minority, make you feel like you're outnumbered, make you feel like the only way for you to be effective is on social media. No, man. There are hundreds of millions of us, and there will always be more of us than there are of them. That's what they fear. That's the PSYOP. Keep them in a corner, feeling afraid, never coming up and standing up, thinking that the internet's the only way. Guys, this is the InfoWar. I'll see you guys on the next one. The War Room starts in just a couple minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So
My name is Ken Heckenlatley. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use BrainForce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is BrainForce. I'll take BrainForce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that BrainForce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, and TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication, it takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.